One-shots. Different games. One shot at a time.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Okay, so since this is Jessica's birthday party, we are running once again a special one shot that has been dubbed the Great Kobold Escape. An evil wizard has been located in Arcadia. You guys have no idea what his name is, only that he is an evil wizard and not a good benevolent sorcerer. has basically had years of kobold testing and feeding to his dogs. A group of five kobolds have gotten tired of this and decided to make a break for freedom.
We've had enough!
There's a rundown of characters, but basically what it is as you guys were being... as you guys were entered onto the testing range, he cast some sort of spell on you, and your plan that had taken months of action finally came into fruition. You guys hopped down a secret tunnel that you guys had managed to locate and dropped two stories. Now, for humans, that's not necessarily too dangerous, but for kobolds, needless to say, it was painful.
You're not going to make us take damage, are you?
No, of course not.
No, there's a pile of trash at the bottom when we land.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And then begins compacting and C-3PO. Anywho. As you guys finally come to consciousness, you find yourself basically what you think is probably the basement, because you guys are used to being miners and whatnot, so you're used to depths. The only thing that's odd about this room is it's approximately 20 by 20, and yes, kobolds can tell the exact footage, with a single door leading out, but behind you is a strange, large, glowing vat. Kind of got this glass plating in front of it, and the rest of it's just kind of leaning up against the wall. It's huge. You guys have no idea. It seems to be active, though, and it seems to be crackling with energy, and taking the smarter route out, you guys decide not to explore it.
Aww.
Really?
Well, you guys might as soon as the scenario starts. All depends on what you guys want to do.
Well, we do have, like, wisdoms of crap.
So, there's one door leading out, and this is where we're going to go ahead and start introducing the characters. Since Alex already over here, we'll start with him, move to Ryan, then Amanda, then Jessica, then Steven.
Is there some sort of background on this paper?
Not really.
Okay.
Just what you look like.
All right, introduce yourself, Alec.
I am Kobold 667. I apparently occupy the space right next to the beast.
The neighbor of the beast.
I am a Kobold sorcerer. Within my veins flows the blood of a mighty silver dragon. Fear my power!
He says in a high squeaky voice.
Fear it! Wait, you're a what dragon?
Silver.
Silver.
Where does that say?
I'm the only one that gets that because the sorcerer... special ability is a bloodline of a specific magical creature.
Okay.
In my case, a silver dragon.
Obviously a dragon. In the, yeah.
Here's a question. Is silver one of the good-aligned dragons?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
As far as you're concerned, all dragons are good-aligned.
Do I actually have a... No.
Yeah, they're the correct...
Oh, my alignment is true neutral.
Neutral, yeah.
All dragons are... good and benevolent creatures that will treat the kobolds well. That is what Io has taught, and they will lead you into the promised land.
In the Nidus.
Then, moving down to Ryan.
I am Kobold 204. I'm a barbarian. And a lady. I'm 4 years old. I like long walks on the beach as long as I don't get enraged. I have green eyes.
They don't like witch. They do not turn you on.
What's your number?
204.
Two oh four.
And each of these numbers is literally branded into your foreheads.
Sweet. Oh, wait, there's no hair on my head, then.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You're Kobold.
Amanda?
All right, I happen to be Kobold 007, the rogue, of course.
Zeus approves of our game.
Okay.
That would have been more appropriate when I was giving my evil...
I happen to be, you know, a kobold, and I'm the dude, of course. I speak sexy, and I have black eyes. I'm chaotic neutral, so we'll see how that goes.
All right, Jessica?
I apparently speak them abyssal.
I'm kobold number 104. I'm the fighter of the group. However, I use a crossbow, so I'm gonna stay in the back.
Hey, Meat Shield! Good Meat Shield.
I'll run up if I need to.
I have 16
hit points. Yes. Let's see. Gender is male, and he has red eyes, and lawful neutral. Ooh. So we see how this works out.
Alright, Steven.
I'm Kobold 712, a glorious cleric of Isle. I have taught the rest of these heathens the true ways of Isle, and they have graciously accepted, and we run away to her gracious arms. By Isle, we are saved! By Isle, we are saved!
Can you use gracious in a sentence one more time?
Graciously!
Ow. How many rages do I get a day?
Your barbarian level plus your con modifier.
So two.
You get to rage for 2 rounds per day.
At
first level you also get a 3 additional rages,
yes.
I think.
So 3 additional rounds of rage.
So you're at 5 rounds per of rage.
Alright.
No.
Alright, so for information on the internet, our power has gone out and we are attempting to play this via candlelight.
No, Andre, you passed in the wrong light. To heighten the mood of the situation in the basement, we decided to play it by candlelight, ignorant of the fact that lights just simply will not turn on.
That's right, totally.
This is on purpose.
Yeah, getting hot in here.
Let's take off all our clothes.
No.
Every time you miss, you have to take off a piece of clothing.
Oh, we're playing strip D&D!
With kobolds!
Yeah. I have a -1 to
oh,
hit.
Yeah.
This is going to suck.
Take it off.
Alright.
Oh, this is gonna suck.
So you guys are lying on the cold stone floor. There's kind of small dried pools of your own blood, kind of in the leg region.
As we all wake up,
our legs are broken.
Do our legs still work?
No, they still work. They're just a little tender.
Well,
we could have thought that out better.
Meh.
Are you kidding? By the good grace of Aya, we're still alive! Let's go!
As long as we're away from that stupid guy. He's all mazy and stuff.
Well, you can be away from him with me all night.
Don't the wizard, you know.
Right. I can be a wizard. In bed.
Oh. Well, that's very nice of you to offer.
Okay.
Now is not the time.
let's go for the door.
Can I make a knowledge arcana check on the behind us?
Oh, my charisma is 0.
That crossbow is a D8?
No. Like,
you don't have a crossbow.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and crossbow of your size will be a D6.
Plus 5.
Yes. But no. Andre, my charisma is 0.
I got a 23.
No. My charisma is 0. Not 10. 0.
Alright, well, you're in tomatoes.
It's a typo. I hope.
The only thing you can get is that it radiates faint necromancy. Or, sorry, strong necromancy. That's about the only thing you really get.
Okay. I feel like we should get away from this pool. So,
Door?
Door.
I poked the pool. 007, would you mind?
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. I'm there.
I will trap binding.
I'm going to move you ahead just in case anything happens.
Roll a search check. Add your rogue level.
Half your rogue level, minimum of 1.
Oh, okay. Add 1. Plus whatever your search bonus is.
What is that perception?
Stop it!
Moving leg.
So, due to candlelight, it might take a little longer to find everything.
Oh, yeah, babe. When you're with me,
can you stop hitting on...
Right, because you're going to be really keeping us safe.
Oh, yes.
Can you stop hitting on the barbarian and go back to checking the traps?
Don't make her angry. I will take 20.
Yeah, you already took your time and you looked over and it was safe.
Okay.
You're confident that it's safe.
Yes, baby.
I'm going to dip my toes in the pool.
They tingle.
I'm going to hop in.
That's... All of you begins kind of tingling.
That's not...
Tingly.
That's right.
What's your number, Ryan?
304. Get out of there.
Really, let's go.
204.
But it's nice and comfy. It's like...
Get out of the necromantic pool.
There's something kind of gooey at the bottom of this.
I'm going to cast virtue on myself.
Poke it with my toe?
Yeah, sure. As you're kind of rubbing, you begin kind of feeling something a little hard down there.
Ooh.
If you pull up, you know, you're kind of dripping. You guys can notice, like, there's some teeth stuck in between his toes.
That's kind of... Open the door now.
Oh. Those bones.
That's kind of gross.
Is it locked?
It is not.
Okay. I open it.
All right.
I open and then tumble inside.
You won't want to.
Okay.
Maybe you'll tumble backward.
I'd be like, oh, okay.
12,
Remember, caution is a natural part of being a kobold.
All right, so this is obviously Alec.
Seven.
I would assume this
that's
is me.
Yes, you're the actual kobold.
I'm the only real kobold here.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oops,
13.
Apologize.
She, baby, everything is fine.
Suddenly she's changing bonds on us.
Yeah.
Now she's Scottish.
A Scottish kobold.
I will say this now, you are the sexiest of the bonds.
Indeed.
I disagree, but he's the only one that is notable.
I would have sex with Sean Connery.
Whoever the one is right now.
Daniel Craig?
Oh my god.
Yeah, he's awesome. I freaking love Daniel Craig.
Man, I like Pierce. Pierce was awesome too.
Sean Connery.
Pierce Brosnan. Yeah,
Leonard Nimoy.
Honestly, most of the Bonds, just because they're Bond, are worthy.
Sean Connery's just more so.
Yes. Basically, it's saying, out of the coolest, Sean is the coolest.
Yep.
That is orange.
This one's red.
Oh, okay. You're racist, gummy bear.
I don't want to turn the lights back on. Not like it's storming outside or anything, right?
Why'd it be nothing about the storm and somebody just rammed into the... Power stuff.
I've actually seen the aftermath of that. It was quite horrific.
Can we open the window or something?
Yeah. It'll just be muggy outside.
It's not that bad. If you guys want to see...
Why don't you not sit on the couch between two people?
Two amazingly hot and sexy people?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one amazingly hot and sexy person and Amanda.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Actually, it's basically identical outside.
Yes, but the breeze may come in, which is helpful.
Yes, the warm, muggy breeze.
I don't care as long as air
actually,
is moving.
Actually, Amanda, as long as it's the same outside as it is in here, the breeze will actually in the end help.
Uh-huh.
The problem is if it's warmer outside than in here, then it'll make it miserable.
Yes.
Okay. Now that I've actually got the room brought out, I can explain it to you.
All right, explain.
Alright, over here's a landing, and over here's the landing.
Okay.
Down here is something about 1 foot down, so pretty steep for you guys. Conveyor belt that's kind of being pulled along, and you'll notice that occasionally a chunk of meat drops down, which looks suspiciously like cobalt. As it's going along, these little dotted lines, all five of them, are pendulums, swinging giant axes. Comes here, cha! Off a piece comes, and then these little dashes slide down and they drop down into a pit over here. And it does that about 5 times. And then over here is kind of a grate where anything that didn't get chopped up kind of rests. But at this point, it's so finely chopped that basically nothing gets over here. Down here are little vents of fire behind an iron grate. And you can see that as the meat falls down, a blast of fire comes out and cooks the meat. The door is over there.
So I don't get what this part is.
That's just like a landing.
That's the pit.
The meat comes over here, slides off, hits this pit, and then gets cooked by the fire.
What causes it to slide off?
It's just...
It's slanted.
As the pendulum hits it, sideward momentum.
I see.
So... These dotted lines are the pendulums.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then these are like
just grates.
That's just to indicate the slope down. That's all it is.
Oh.
So it's like this with the belt moving down the middle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is anyone else mildly disturbed by this?
Man. Don't look at the meat. It's okay.
Oh come on, we kill each other every day.
What's wrong with meat? I like meat.
Yeah, but this
see
is
that chunk. That was Billy. Number 337.
You see his face?
What? That's not what?
That's why we're getting out of here.
So! That bastard!
I'm gonna do a search, see if there's like a device somewhere around here.
You mean you're gonna try to disable device?
Yeah, you perception first.
Try locate
giant device.
I rolled the exact same thing again.
Which is?
12.
You are convinced that there's no mechanism on this side.
Okay. Figured.
So, we're going to have to disable it or dodge it as we go through.
I will... I'll go first.
Alright. Can you walk onto the...
No, I'm going to do, like, tumbles and...
Acrobatics.
That's true. You have one temporary hit point.
Somebody needs to do the music.
4 minutes. We don't have the bard.
I got a... 25.
Huh, you easily dodge past that pendulum. Now onto this one.
What is that?
At
19? 26. Huh!
17.
Huh!
Nobody's doing the music for me. 25.
Nice. Last one.
15.
That's all you got.
I rolled an
8.
Yeah, see, that looks easy.
Huh.
The conveyor belt moved you along, which is what made it a DC 15.
Okay.
Nobody I have to roll a 14.
It wasn't awful. Awesome.
I don't have a bard.
I have to roll a 12.
Acrobatics.
Okay, I'm going to do another
search. Yeah, I also
need
to roll 12.
Okay.
20.
There is no mechanism on this side.
It's over there.
Except, basically, you notice the small tricks. And there are a couple shiny things underneath the grate. Because they're kind of a little pit that's of the backed up stuff. Huh. The meat trap as opposed to a grease trap.
Can't you disable the pendulums from that side?
There's nothing over here.
Can you break the pendulums?
I got a 21 on perception.
With
for this
what?
Side.
Climb up there and break
There's
the
no
device?
There's no mechanism on this side.
Okay. Is there a way I can climb up? Okay, is the pendulum, it's got a thing on the bottom, and does it have like a pole that mm-hmm. has no blade on it?
Yep.
Can I jump up and grab onto the pole?
Sure, give me acrobatics.
That was my next idea.
I
think
18.
You should probably be over there so yeah. late.
Give me a climb check.
I can't get past those pendulums, are you kidding me? I'm slow.
Minus one.
I can help.
12? Don't go anywhere.
I hope you're the best I can, cleric.
7.
What's your number?
I need a 14.
As you are
What's
slipping down,
oh, 7.
You accidentally
two.
Drop
seven,
onto the conveyor seven, belt, one. And the pendulum seven. Hits you.
Ooh.
7-12.
Doing 17 points of damage.
And
one of them was temporary.
Slicing in half.
Oh!
I told you you'd be over there.
It's okay, baby.
Next spawn. I think we lost
007.
Wow, that looks really.
It looks like the best thing to do is just go to the door now.
Hey, wait a minute.
Cobalt sprayed on either side of the wall. The fire jet finishes you off.
Hello. So this goes down. Does this stop moving?
No.
Yes, that's where the flame vents are.
Yeah, it's a flame vent, and that's just a pit. It's just a pit. That's all it is. There's no landing down here. This, right here.
It's all charred cobalt.
is a giant pit that drops into darkness. You guys do have dark vision, and it drops into darkness.
So we can't see to the bottom, basically.
That's correct. You'll notice that these don't go off all at once. They kind of go... And they turn... Like that.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hop on and try and use the momentum of it to help me jump up onto the pole. And
give me acrobatics.
Try and go...
Wait, did you see what happened last time?
Yeah, I'm not going to try and climb it. 13.
He's going to try to disorient. No, it's a... Destabilize the axe.
Debar it.
As you're going along, you get hit for 13 points of damage as it slices cleanly through your legs.
Ow.
Now you can't walk. You have to get out of there before it slices you again.
Now you're on this side.
Oh, it's bringing you along.
I'm going to climb. Try and get to the side here.
Wait, how fast?
It's a slope down. It's a sheer slope.
Can I try and hold
on? Should I put her out of her misery?
Wait, she might be able to still do something good. How fast can the conveyor belt go? 5 feet per round?
About 10 feet.
10 feet per round, so you cannot outclimb it. You're crawling at 5.
Are you sure you don't want me to put her out of her misery?
Let's...
Okay, hold on. No, hold on. You've got to rescue her.
I feel like a word called lemmings is
there. Two. I make the first. I grab you and start walking backwards, so at least saving her from this one.
Okay. As you get here, go ahead and give me an acrobatics to get back across the blade.
But roll a 12.
What'd you get?
I rolled an 8.
I will throw one more Benny at him. I mean, it's not like we're going to live anyways.
So we come back as different people, or...
I don't know yet.
Stabilize.
Stabilize?
He doesn't do anything. He's not
just
dying.
In case.
Thanks.
It stops the bleeding.
You have no legs.
You're no longer bleeding.
I don't have any legs. They went on down the road.
Toenails,
Is there any miscellaneous object on the floor I can pick up?
Not on this side, no. There are some over here.
Do you still have any of those teeth in your toes? Oh, wait a minute.
How would I know?
I come over here. Did any of the teeth drop over here?
You can always go back.
I grab a tooth, walk over, light, and drop into the darkness.
About 80 feet down, it hits some meat. Actually, it hits another kind of sloping downward thing like this.
Yeah. No, we can still use you.
Yeah, but I was holding on to you, dude.
You are at the very least good for detecting traps right now.
I wanted to see what the rest of what it looked like down there.
I just grabbed a tooth, cast light on it, and threw it down. Well, and Otter just described it.
Did we see? Oh.
It's 80 feet down, and it's a pile of meat.
Short description.
Just slope down, and it... kind of hits this, and it's another conveyor belt down here.
I see.
What is this? Is it a pot, or is it just a pool?
It is basically a cauldron with a glass top on top of it that you have to kind of open up.
Do you think if all of us tried, we can move it on the conveyor belt?
No.
And do what with it?
We can use it to damage the blades. And possibly disable them that way.
You said it's necromancy, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
Ooh, hold on.
Hey, let's try a science experiment.
You're not going to take in the...
climb in there.
Right. You have one of the most excruciatingly painful experiences of your life. Probably worse than your legs being chopped off.
I plug my ears.
I close the glass lid.
I push the lid back out so I can breathe.
After but a brief moment, basically, you have to flop back up because of the pain. However, you have a pair of brand new legs.
Oh, thank goodness.
You have no damage on you.
Oh, I thought that might happen.
Wow.
That looks like it hurt.
Those sound like it hurt.
Maybe we should try and find a bit of 007.
Well, we try to get to the other side.
Stand up.
Oh, wait, wobbly.
I think I see a bit of her meat stuck on the last blade.
His meat? Yes.
It's meat.
You're all listening. I like the cauldron idea, though.
I do have 3 bandages.
I don't think
if you want to.
Funk.
Who? Oh, there's 007.
All you remember is this horrifying horrifying pain, and now you're on the floor in the previous room.
Alright, I say we try picking up the cauldron using it to stop the blades.
I don't think we should get rid of that cauldron that brings us back to life.
Oh, am I naked?
Just thinking.
Nope, you've got rags on just like everyone else.
Alright, well then I have an idea.
What?
Hey guys.
We're not using our corpses to dull the blades.
Is that the way of I am?
No!
Since we can't get past the blades.
Hold on.
Out walks a dribbling 007.
What are you doing?
No, I came back here. Oh, okay. I'm doing another search.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Don't bend. Just take more time.
We already looked over here anyway.
Alright, what we need to do is figure out a way to get down to that conveyor belt safely.
Or we could just cross to get to the door.
How slippery is this?
It is sheer.
But
there's nothing to hold on to.
I'll point out, by the way, we're not surviving that fall.
I know, that's just we have to figure out how to get down there safely.
It's me.
Or 007.
Jump on.
Do you think you can make it? That's what? 80 feet down. 80 feet down.
I mean, it's a slope. It's not meat. The meat hits it, then slides down into the second conveyor belt.
Onto meat. We will be landing on meat.
We'll be landing on stone, and then meat.
Yes.
We'll be landing on
meat. Oh, there's another slope?
Mm-hmm. That slope backwards.
I'm just moving! I'm not doing that!
Married couple, stop arguing.
What are you doing? Stop it.
Go away.
I'm trying to keep my feet underneath me.
Anyways, back to game.
Why don't we just make an attempt to get across the conveyor belt and go towards the obvious exit right now?
Alright, 007, do you think you can make it past the conveyors and begin out jumping on the blades? Hmm.
Job.
Sure.
Does that answer your question as to why?
Okay, well, eventually I will make it.
No!
Hold on. Oh, that
Ryan,
one.
Don't
I
wait
succeeded on that one. No, I was jumping onto the blade.
Oh.
Onto the pole. And now I'm going to try and, like, rattle.
Give me a strength check.
This will take a while.
16.
It ignores you.
I will continue as much as possible.
Rage. Can you break it on a 20?
No. In fact, I made rage. That's
no,
a good idea.
Ryan, you can't do it. You can't break it.
You need a 25.
Damn, I can only get a...
Hey!
Power!
24 is the highest I can do. Sad.
Yeah.
Is there...
Could you put that one out?
Could I possibly assist someone in their acrobatics? Like if they...
Sure, you can assist people. But it only helps on this one.
Could I... grab their hand and bring them up here
Ryan,
with me.
Let me point something out.
If you assist me and I rage, we could do it.
If you roll a 20.
Or a 19.
It's not happening. It's not worth the effort.
If
or
we just if we roll out run, are these going same?
We have to make tumble checks.
All different times.
All different times? Okay.
We're going to have to make tumble checks.
If we get everyone on.
Basically what it comes down to is you can make an acrobatic check or you can make a climb check and try and outrun the fire.
Plus 8.
I have a mind.
You know what? I'm just going to start trying to avoid the blades. It's the only way we can get through here without dying.
Give me your first acrobatics.
And Ryan is assisting, I assume?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Alright, guys. Idea. Make it past the first blade. Everyone just stands there walking opposite the conveyor belt. Wait till he gets down and jumps on the next one. It helps us. So we can get past a little better.
17.
Okay.
No, just keep walking
just
backwards
walking.
There. And hold position. I'll try. I make it!
Oh.
I don't need your assistance.
Well, I assisted both of you anyway. I really assist you.
Okay, I don't like it.
Ah.
You throw her into the blade.
Seven.
Ah, I'm still up.
As it slices into you.
Stabilize. Double O Seven. Double O Seven didn't pop back out of the pot, did she?
It takes a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Double Seven can make it on her own.
He'll be
his
back.
Own.
He'll be back in a second.
All right. We'll wait a minute.
We're just casually as 104 sitting there bleeding heavily onto the conveyor belt.
How far down are you?
Maybe you should go back.
I have 4 hit points.
Maybe you should go back to the pot, 104.
But that's another blade.
Well, it's either stand here bleeding or make
it
back.
I'm stabilized.
She's not bleeding.
He's not bleeding
anymore. He's good. Just a little sore.
He's all right.
Io will protect.
It just hurts to walk.
007.
You lose 1 point of intelligence.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so I'm at.
Great.
007, come join us again.
Your head's a little foggy. Oh.
Come into the light, Avio.
Come over here, I'll help you. I don't exist.
Here, I'll be reaching out for her hand and assist. What did you get?
10.
Oh.
You need 3 assists in order to make it that thin. Oh. Well, that took his head right off.
All right, stop waiting and go to the next.
Let's go. Come drop on the next plane.
I got a 15 to make it past the next plane.
Okay, before we start tripping on meats, can somebody give me a d12 so I can keep track of how many times I've died? This is death number 3.
204, jump down so we can get you to the next axe.
Did I need to roll?
No, you don't need to roll to get down.
Oh, okay.
Andre, I make it past the next axe.
Can I assist him in jumping on the next one?
It's not going to help.
What'd you get?
10.
What does he need?
15.
I don't think we're actually going to make it past all of these.
Okay.
You take 11.
Fuck!
Ow.
Oh. Andre.
Next one.
I made it past the last one.
There's one more.
You don't make it.
There is.
Don't make it. Don't make it.
Wall cleric!
Virtue.
Past.
You have 1 temporary hit point.
Alright, let's go.
You go first. I'll try to grab your corpse if you die.
I make it.
I got a natural 1. Go ahead.
6!
Aha!
I grab you before you fall off.
Stand up. Stabilize virtue. That 1 hit point matters a lot.
We're all going to be retards by the end.
What are you talking about? I'm fine.
That's the challenge of this.
No, you don't!
No! You got 2 ones in a row!
You know?
It's glorious!
No!
Can you throw yourself into the blade?
Sure.
You're the only one in here! Who's going to go and find out if there's something over there?
You know? I can see why the magician or the mage does this. This is kind of amusing.
There are some shiny things down there, but they're pretty deep down. You might need help.
In the grate?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by help?
It's too far down. You'll need someone to hold your feet.
Or you can go through the door.
I suppose I'll check what's in the door behind me and then hope. Well, no. I listen at the door first.
You hear the sound of rushing water.
Peek.
A faint aura shimmers on the door.
Detect magic.
1, 2, 3.
Why do I get the feeling we're not actually escaping, and that the mage just set this up for his amusement?
He's watching us do this.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the way this is set up makes it seem more like a gauntlet than an actual part of the building.
Hey, that room serves a purpose, damn it. It cuts up the meat.
And cooks it.
Yes, but why does it connect to a room with a necromantic cauldron that resurrects kobolds?
It's a good question.
More meat.
Endless meat.
That is disturbing.
No, just to signify.
Does Bond come back?
Hold on.
Eventually.
We'll come back at about the same time.
15, 20.
It's because nobody's singing the music. Not too fancy stuff.
But we don't have a bar.
As you're watching this room, occasionally liquid flushes out of each of these. You figure it's probably something from the alchemy lab because the water is, well,
tainted.
Flowing. And now that you've opened this up, Bond being the first one dead.
Greg.
Actually, it's more like.
Does she lose another point of intelligence?
Nope, she's only at 4 deaths.
Yeah, three.
Three.
This is will be my fourth one.
Hey, Bond, there are shinies in this grate. You want me to hold you and help you get them?
Of course, baby.
Wait, actually, maybe we should wait for her to come back.
Her. Okay.
Hi.
That... Hold me, baby. Ow!
I wish we would have realized that.
Everyone keep track that this was your first death.
Okay.
Hey, I'm fine.
I'll hold you.
Alright, you're okay.
He's holding me down in the. Or do we have to get the grate open?
No, yeah, there's no real challenge for that. And since you guys have, you kind of form this little conga line of kobolds, and down there, you can see that there is a helmet, a kobold short sword, and a hand crossbow.
Ooh.
For human size.
So a crossbow.
It's
a light crossbow equivalent.
It's not even a light crossbow. It's somewhere in between. Light crossbows do a D6. Hand crossbows do a D3. This does a D4. Because it's a human hand crossbow.
Okay.
The helmet provides +1 to armor class. The crossbow is a crossbow, but there are no bolts. And the short sword is the equivalent of a dagger.
For a human.
Mm-hmm.
It's
so that's a D4.
It's still a short sword.
It's a short D4 sword for you.
It's a D4 point
so
of damage.
So I don't get...
You don't have martial, do you?
No.
That's a rogue proficiency.
I don't get a sneak attack with it.
Yes, yeah, you do.
You get a sneak attack with everything under the sun.
Why do you think...
If you use a catapult within 30 feet, it's technically a sneak attack.
Tana sneak attacks with a greatsword on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so somebody, it's between us three. Who's gonna get the helmet?
I'll take the crossbow.
Crossbow. What do you want?
Now you just need to find some bolts.
Mm-hmm. I think the cleric should get the helmet.
The armor.
Helmet, yeah.
Cleric should get the helmet.
I think the barbarian should get the sword for now.
Okay.
Alright.
You know, is anyone else thinking it's oddly convenient that there was gear at the bottom of this?
No! It's by the good grace of Io, you blasphemous heathen!
You're thinking too far into this.
Did you call him a blacksmith heathen?
Blasphemous!
I think all the years here have just made you paranoid.
So the water is
I'm beginning to think the mage was right.
And it's glowing.
See, you're paranoid already. You're going crazy.
What was the
Can
guy?
Can you fix sanity?
Hold on. As you step in,
I pull out a stick.
I need to figure out which one is gushing.
Okay.
The die was...
As you step out into the... Alright, hold on. Give me a reflex saving throw.
Reflex is your first save.
23.
You duck back in.
Woo!
That's dangerous.
Alright. Let's look in and see how long it takes for them to gush.
And if there's any order. Go fast in order.
Does it, like, as soon as one gushes, the next one gushes? Mm-hmm.
So there's no real stop.
Okay, there's no
order. Is there any part of it that it's not hitting?
The other three.
No, like, any part of the platform, like, watching where they're splashing, is there any part of the platform that does not get hit?
Central.
Okay.
Alright, I'm going to tumble. Oh, goodness.
That's nothing within you. So, make it out to the center.
Okay.
Wait.
Go unlock the door.
Conga line.
Quick.
Come here, old baby.
There's not enough room out there for everyone.
Okay.
No!
We're small. We fit.
Give me a reflex. Or strength, whichever you would prefer.
The reflex is going to be better. 14.
You are pushed one square over. Into the chemicals.
Oh, no!
You take 2 points of acidic damage this turn.
Ow.
Can I climb
out?
Oh, wait, you can climb out yourself.
I'm going to climb out like
okay.
that.
This is the only one that you have to worry about is a number 4.
Give
me a reflex. See how badly you fail by?
10.
10. You only fail by 1, so you're pushed to the center.
Oh. Wow.
You'll notice that 3 of your fingers no longer have meat on them.
Oh, wow.
You're just a pool of necromancy.
Alright, go open the door so I can just run through, please.
The old bond lock is working for her.
Yes, it is.
I assume the door's not locked, is it?
There's a 15. Find a trap.
Nope, there are no traps.
And that took a turn, so...
Oh, thank goodness. Now unlock it. Quick.
Open
the door.
Okay.
I opened the door.
There's a faint shimmering on the door.
Oh.
8, 9, 10, 11.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Good, I don't
have to draw. Do you know what that shimmer does?
I think it determines where the cauldron spits us out. Imagine it as a checkpoint.
Yay!
Checkpoint.
A quick save!
Checkpoint.
We're gonna need a
checkpoint. Yeah. Although, I still feel like this was kind of a setup.
Yeah, thank. No, it's by the good grace of Io that all of these things are coming into play.
So Io wants to kill us.
No, Io's trying to save us.
It's a test.
No, Io provided us this pool to regenerate us, gave us this nice helmet, sword, and bow, and it's due to Io that he was able to climb out of the acid with most of his fingers.
Her.
What's funny is, now if we don't make it past this room, every time we resurrect, we go, oh! And then we have to make reflexes.
Make sure that that door stays open, because I don't want to be thrown into some other random place.
As you open it up, you guys can't see, so whatever you think. Amanda, what you see is this kind of long corridor, and you can see that there's a giant trash funnel. Anything kind of solid comes down. And over there is this huge, four-legged, giant mouth with tentacles. Although right now it's kind of sleeping, and the door's directly past it.
What's an ODM?
Up here, there are some catwalks with a couple of doors up there. Although they are so hot, they're like 15 feet up.
Shoot.
So much basic adventuring equipment could be so handy here. Like, rope!
10-foot pole?
A 10-foot pole! Except for I don't know how many people walk around with a 10-foot pole strapped to their back.
I'm going to sneak in.
Give me a stealth. All right, well, you were waiting to run in, right?
Well, briefly. Does the thingies stop at all?
No.
They don't.
22.
Okay. All right, the rest of the kobold brethren, you can see that the door is open.
I suppose
you see me start sneaking.
To move towards the
Wait,
center.
We'll go through one by one. Now she needs to run through, then you run to the middle. You run to the middle while she's running.
Give me a reflex.
16.
You're fine.
Alright, Virtue. Good luck.
Okay.
Go, sorcerer! Go.
Ah! Give me, let's see.
Nope.
When you're over here, give me a reflex.
I assume she won't run headlong into
the... Wouldn't I stop at the middle?
This plan is to run to the middle and stop.
Oh, I thought you were just running all the way across.
No. Okay. Then go again.
Okay.
Make a reflex.
14.
I used! 2 points of acid this time.
There's one temporary in that.
Ow.
Give me a climb check. Amir, DC 10.
No.
5 more points.
Well.
Death number 2.
Virtue.
Actually, that's death number 1 for me.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Just as you asked.
Oh, yeah, you're the only survived. It's an 8.
You are pushed in and take 5 points of acid.
I reach around the corner and try helping you up.
Give me a climb check. Mirror DC 10.
I don't assist.
I don't make it.
And you take 5 more.
You're still alive!
How many hit points do you have?
1.
2. 1 temporary.
Oh, I assist.
Not making that up.
When you come out, you'll notice that, like, one of your entire arms is missing. Just the bone is still there. And you've lost a bunch of flesh on your face.
Alright. Once you get to the other side, I'll heal some people.
Girl.
What's my weight limit? I'll write it down.
It's a move.
How much do you weigh, Jessica?
35.
Beyond your light load.
Is that in the light load or no?
33 is 10.
33 is 10 for a human.
Alright, so you're around my light load. Can you still walk?
Eyeball pops out.
Alright, let's just run at the same time.
Okay!
As you guys run out.
Alright, wait. Are they within 30 feet? I know the door's within 30 feet. Hey, are any of you guys injured?
Yes.
Somewhat. Come stand at the door.
I'm not injured.
Yeah. I'm standing there anyways. It's just a d6?
Yes.
Just a d6 at this level.
3 hit points.
Sweet. Flesh burns your face.
I am fully healed.
How many hit points do you have left now? 4?
It's stinging me. I have 5. Left.
And so how many are you down?
6.
I'm actually going to use a first level spell.
Don't waste it right now, probably.
We're expendable. I did throw myself into a blade for you after you died.
You're full.
Okay.
Hopefully we can live.
The flesh regrows, which is an interesting sensation.
I'm pretty sure you get your spells back after you die.
Wow!
Maybe.
Alright, and let's go again.
Blub, blub.
There we go. That was good timing.
Hey, we're all full health.
Yes.
There she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only me and Steven are the ladies.
Whoa!
What is that?
What is that?
I rolled perception.
We're like, wow!
Can I scramble towards the group?
You're now behind us.
Hey.
Still?
Hey. Oh, get on my back. And we can get up there.
Okay.
I'll call you, Ryan.
Okay, now you get on his back.
Actually, kobolds can stretch up to 8 feet. I mean, 4 feet. So two of them together would be 8 feet and then reach.
You could do it 12 feet.
We need 4 of us on top of one another.
Come on. Now you get on top.
Are you strong enough for that?
Yeah, I can...
Right?
I'll try.
I try climbing up
your climb check.
I'll assist you by pushing.
I fail.
I assist.
Okay, so here's what happens.
Wait, actually, maybe you
should
be
on
the
top.
All three of you, give me a stealth check to see how loud you were when you fell.
Kind of 16, sucker.
22.
Stealth. 50.
Alright, so I'll climb on your back, then he climbs up both of us.
Yeah.
Alright, I hop on your shoulders.
Right. Do we only need three? Don't we need four?
No.
We need three. Okay.
Why do you need three?
Because
it's 15 feet high. Between 4, 8, 12. Stretching.
We need four.
That's just stretching the body, not outreaching.
But you're also not... Are you going to be standing on your guys' legs or sitting on each other?
I'll stand on his her shoulders.
Okay.
Would you two mind holding my feet?
Yeah,
to help stabilize?
Push towards the Odeon.
And then you climb up and I'll try to push you so you can grab on.
Thank you, ladies.
Alex, now's not the time.
Alex's alignment is slowly shifting towards chaotic evil.
Do I have to make a clock check?
Yep.
10.
You have a minus one to your climb?
Yeah,
most of us have strength penalties, Ryan.
Oh. All right, all five of you now give me stealth checks.
All five?
14.
Were you assisting?
I wasn't really doing anything.
Well, if you're assisting, then you still have to check because you have to dodge out of the way of falling kobolds.
13. What was it, stealth?
Also 13.
Yeah.
I got a 9.
All right, one more try, then we just go for the door.
No, we gotta keep trying. I want to work that.
Can you guys throw?
No.
I don't think you want us to try and throw.
I climb on the shoulders. You assist. Are you assisting?
I'm cowering.
I will assist in the climbing. I assisted.
9. Oh, wait. 11.
Did you assist?
Mm-hmm.
Did you assist?
13.
So you assisted. So we all assisted.
So
15.
How many assists did I get?
6 total from the assists.
You have
okay,
15.
Okay, so 15.
Alright, you don't fall this time, but you're still not up there.
So I climbed up them, now what?
No, you didn't make it up.
You didn't make it up.
You just didn't cause it to collapse.
Yes.
I'm trying to keep you steady. Worse.
I don't assist.
A lot worse.
I did assist. Oh, that is. 13. 11.
13.
Oh,
I was about 20.
Uh-oh.
Told you this was a bad idea! Ow! Ow!
Ow! Andre, I take a free action and pee myself.
I hope you don't...
It's plodding towards you.
Hi.
Hey, baby.
How do you know its gender?
It's a big mouth. I don't need to know. I take the cleric protocol. Put him on. I start trying to talk sexy.
As I said, I took my turn to pee myself.
Hold on.
Do you have diplomacy or bluff?
I have bluff and...
I got an 11 for diplomacy to try to make him think that we're not aggressive 10. Against it.
Hey, baby. You're looking fine tonight.
Oh. Oh. Did they just eat her?
Oh. What? Hey.
I got an 8 on sense motive.
Am I inside his mouth?
No, it ate you.
Oh.
Oh, hold on. I guess I have to roll, actually. What's your EC? I got a 20.
You hit me.
D8 plus 4.
Here's a D8.
Does 5 bring you down? No.
9.
However that will.
I'm unconscious.
And begins kind of walking back over and kind of lays back down.
Well, that worked. Shall we continue?
I guess.
Down comes a giant chunk of trash. It's actually a backpack.
We're closest.
What's in it?
Inside the backpack is a coil of 10 bolts.
Goblins don't bark.
I said ooh.
We're not goblins.
Can we bring the veggie tray over here?
Sure. Maybe if you could do that. There's also 3 trail rations.
Ooh.
Sweet.
We could split between each other.
A torch.
Okay. Well, we might need fire later on.
No.
A fish wire and a fish hook.
No.
I don't know what you do.
Light.
Alright.
Huh.
One of our party members in MIA.
Bonfire just went down.
No, it already went down. No,
it went
staying.
Down last time.
Alright, so this, the plan is just to go to the door and get out. Get past the mouthy. Okay?
Okay.
We can use the wire to reinforce, to assist us. The DM said so.
Assisted in what?
Getting up to
climbing
the top.
Up. Hasn't that led to enough damage already?
What?
Hasn't that led to enough damage?
No.
Evie. Evie, quiet.
Just that.
Evie, don't make me throw a
It was just
you.
The old, but somewhat charismatic one.
Old? You're older than me.
Yeah, well.
By the word of Aya, we are not to kill each other. Now let's go!
We haven't killed anyone. Each word, you know, yeah. We haven't killed anyone.
Well, the longer you stand here and bicker, the longer it's gonna take. Longer you have to nap and wake up.
We'll try the rope thing once.
Alright, so who's going to go on top this time?
I'll go because I can climb.
But we need your strength to hold us up.
Well, does anyone else have a 10 at least?
No.
I have 9.
We all have 9.
I have a 6.
I have an 8.
Well, why do you think I just kind of stand back during the physical labor? I'm like, no.
You're an average kobold.
We can have... him do it.
Can we do
he
jump?
Can be on the
what
bottom.
Is the jump check to get up there?
Absurd.
60.
Okay.
No. Sorry, my... 44.
It'd be times 2 if we had a running... No, times 4 if we had a running start, so... It would be 60. Just jump straight up 15 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, jump straight up 16 feet is a DC 60.
Can we make a swinging mechanism if we bolt it to the top of the ceiling?
Let's just try this idea once.
The ceiling's a lot taller than this.
I'm going to jump on top of her shoulders, and you climb up, and...
He'll do his shoulders, because I can climb up you guys easier.
Who's the tallest?
Okay. We're all the same equivalent height.
Yeah. We're all 3 feet. All
right, fine. You stand on bottom, and I hope we don't crush you.
You climb on up. Number 2 never has a problem. It's number 3 that has to make the climb.
And you go. I assisted.
What's the DC?
20.
And the rope. Don't forget the fishing line.
For climb, so I have 3 assists.
Did you assist? So 2.
Did you assist?
I'm dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you assist? He's standing off on his own.
Okay, so I have 2 assists.
So total +4 plus your strength.
My strength is 0, but it is exactly 20. Yay!
I quickly climbed down.
And I took 1 point of
stabilize.
Damage.
Stabilize. What's up here?
A door.
A big one?
No, just a normal one.
Can I help them up?
First open and see if there's anything up there.
Oh, okay.
See, it's worth getting up there for.
Okay, I'll go listen at the door.
You hear nothing.
Is there a doorknob?
Mm-hmm.
I will peek in.
You peek in. There's a faint shimmering on the door.
Eve!
No, the Otog wakes up, moves in the center of the room, and goes back to sleep. You get shot out, bounce off the Otog, and go up through the door.
CR of an Odiog?
4.
Okay.
We could take it down.
No, we can't.
We all have 1 class level,
what's
so we're CR.
CR is 5.
So now the only question is if there's enough weapons to go around.
Yes. Yeah. We're not equipped, I guess.
Right.
Even our CR effect, I guess technically we are a CR, what, 4? Because there's 5 of us?
You are technically a CR 1/2. Then there are 2 of you, so there's CR 1. That, so you guys are a CR 2.5.
It's a decent
unequipped.
Challenge.
If
we were all equipped, we could probably do it.
We're all equipped to level 30.
Okay. You kind of peek in.
We don't have to be equipped if you're level 30.
And you can see a big wall with many holes. And over here, a door that's got some writing on it.
Ooh. Damn it, I'm a barbarian.
And you are illiterate.
Yes.
I'm more wondering how the rest of us are literate.
Ooh, there's stuff written up here. I don't know what it says.
Am I literate? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all literate. What's up?
We're all literate and draconic.
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
or and sexy.
You can read sexy. I can read abyssal.
And I kind of can read celestial.
Kind of? Is that kind of.
I know draconic.
No, directly it says kinda.
I know.
Celestial. Kinda.
All right. Well, since there's a room up there that actually looks like it might lead somewhere.
There's holes, though. We might want to wait for 007.
Where is the door that we entered there?
Right there.
All right. Well, why don't you help us climb up?
Okay.
So that way we only take a round.
You two up first.
Yeah. You first.
All right.
Can you unravel the backpack and use the cloth from it as kind of a makeshift rope?
If you want to wear the backpack part, sure.
But I want to keep the backpack. Carry the stuff. I guess we don't have anything to carry. But we might. We had the fishing line.
You can just make it out of a necklace, though.
I can take my clothes off, baby.
You don't have enough clothes.
Here, can we at least unhook the
straps
so it's sure,
that will,
a little
that
bit
will make up for one missing kobold.
Okay. So
that actually makes it a lot easier because there's no check to climb on top of a
yes.
Kobold.
Yes.
It just means so the last person has to jump to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
all right. Let's
you first.
All right. Sorcerer.
You first.
Okay. DC.
I
20. It's an acrobatics check.
What it'll be is I'll
acrobatics.
Sit on.
It's acrobatics.
I'll sit on his shoulders and help.
Because you're jumping.
Oh. Can I get if I get an assist? I make it.
The person who's directly underneath you can assist you.
Oh
well. Am I not assisting with the backpack?
You're holding it.
That's why he
That's
can do it.
That's replacing me.
You
know, honestly, I really don't want to rely on my rolling to get me back up there, so...
Wait, get you back up there?
To get me to roll a 17 or 18. I have a plus 2 to acrobatics.
So re-roll your assist.
Yes.
There you go.
And you slowly are pulled up.
Alright, I will climb on top of his shoulders and just reach up and grab the bag. The strap.
Give me an acrobatics.
I'm holding the straps.
Why do I need to do an acrobatics?
Because you need to get up there.
I'm standing on his shoulders.
And that's a total of 12.
And you
there
said...
There still has to be a jump check.
You said that the straps could replace one missing kobold and it took two kobolds to get up there.
Yes, and then there was an acrobatics check to get up there. That's what Ryan had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that's exactly what you're doing.
I do assist.
I got a 3. 5.
Come on.
Hey, at least we're safe from the mountain.
Can I
here.
Use the fishing line to climb up?
Duck and cover!
Did you?
Oh,
it did bounce off the other
side. Yeah, I was going to say, I think we wanted that one.
Why don't you guys just die?
As his eyes are now really starting to look kind of glazed over.
Can't we use the fishing line to climb up and take a hit point?
Sure, if you want to. You have to have another person who's willing to sacrifice hit point and that.
So yes, you can sacrifice a hit point.
And then it's a climb check.
And then it's a climb instead of an acrobatics.
I have a -1 to my climb and a +1 to my acrobatics. It's a DC 20.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, yes.
I got a 16.
So it's a total of
19.
If someone else will reach
it. I can make it.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Alright, this is what we'll do this time. We'll have a Congo line of kobolds.
And you can climb up us.
Okay. And you can just climb up us.
Okay.
And then we'll just slowly turn around and climb up each other, so that way it's DC like 5.
Okay.
Okay.
So DC 5, effectively.
I'll be at the top holding everyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will be directly below him because I had no climb, so you're okay. Going to have to pull me up.
That's
no,
fine.
No, I'll be directly below him because I have a -2 to my climb.
Don't you don't even
well,
have
we make
to
it up.
Line.
We make it up.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you guys are now seeing this room with many holes on the far wall and door with letters on it.
I think you should look at those holes because I look suspicious.
Holge. I open the door.
I love holes.
I don't care.
I thought, if they look suspicious, they know something will fly out and out of them.
Probably.
And they have
you
open
really
the door?
Want to look at them?
Well, you know.
Wait. I grab the strap that's already been torn off and throw it out in the middle of the room.
Every time I make a perception check.
It's not torn off. I unhooked it. I can hook them back now.
No,
they aren't hooks. They're sewn on.
Yeah, they're sewn on.
These are not like modern day backpacks.
Why not?
Strips of leather.
Who said?
history.
Now you have to tie it around your neck so it just hangs off.
Well, we can... Still, it's not torn off.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
I never said I tore it off.
Then we couldn't have used them.
Couldn't tear off the bottom, but not the top. That's exactly what I was going to do anyway.
Then they're not long enough.
6, 7, 8.
What?
You have to tear them off and tie them together.
Yeah.
There's no straps on
you.
Bag.
Check for traps.
Basically, we now have to hold the bag.
Okay.
It's a bag, not a backpack.
I like how you guys are just saying everything.
Are we correct, Andre?
I'm sorry, I was reading the plot and not getting involved in the argument. What?
The straps we removed from the backpack,
really
they had
important?
To be ripped off from the backpack to be used as we did.
Tied and untied.
Okay, they are tied to the backpack?
Yeah, you can tie them and untie them.
All right.
Okay.
So I take one of the straps, untie it, and throw it into the room, and nothing happens.
And
pick it up later.
And then you tie it back on.
We were assumed they were sewn on there, because that's easier than tying.
Tying is about just as effective. Both have their own uses.
Okay.
I made a 14 on my perspective.
You're looking at... There's something... Sharp in those holes.
Yeah. Disable device.
Sure, you walk in, begin sticking your hand down the hole.
Yes.
This freaking plot, one spike. Yeah, only 300 more to go.
14.
You know, these are kind of... They're a bit bigger than you thought, and they're kind of... They're in there, and they're sharp, and they don't quite come out.
But nothing happens. I'm like,
if your arm's a bit too short to reach.
Can we make out what's written on the door?
Oh, sure. You want to go over to the door?
No.
Not from here, you can't.
Flippies across the room.
You might want to search for traps across the room for pressure plates. Things like that.
The pressure plate there.
Give me a perception check.
That is a very nice perception check. 23.
No real pressure plate. Although, once you get to about here, there's several little holes that are shooting light out of them.
Freaking lasers?
There's lasers. Oh.
Ooh.
You said here?
Yeah. And then kind of continue all the way over to here.
Uh-huh.
Is there a way to get past it?
There's always a way to get past it.
Acrobatics, DC 20.
Oh, no. These aren't actually lasers. They're just what make the spirits true.
I make...
Plus, what they are, they're laser triggers.
Okay, I make it.
Why does he always do that?
He's a loser.
Yeah.
Alright, so after the brief realization that you don't speak human.
Let me guess, the rogue or the one with Link or
the bard? You are correct, sir.
Oh.
Open it up.
Are they
You'll notice that there's a whole bunch of letters and whatnot. Some of them appear pushable. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Which ones look pushable?
I don't have top red language today.
Give me percentile dice check and see which one you push.
Oh, this is gonna hurt.
Do I just roll one or two?
Both. There you go.
90.
There aren't that many letters to reroll.
By the way,
71.
Hold on. So
41
This is gonna be annoying. You push a button and the wall begins. Pshink! The blade shoots out the wall and begins going.
Begin doing what?
The wall moves towards you.
The wall is now here.
Hey, we're behind the wall!
Bad button! Bad button!
Fix it! Fix it!
Huh.
There's no more door.
You're now cut off from your allies.
What do we see?
Well, you just see, like, some... It's meant to imagine, like, spring-loaded, and slowly pushing
42.
Forward.
42. Okay, so it's not solid.
It's not like a solid brick wall being pushed forward.
It is a solid brick wall with spikes that you have.
Okay, so, we just see bricks moving.
Huh.
This isn't good.
No.
Whose idea was this?
His.
You know, I kind of wish I could watch as he's being crushed alive.
That's not very nice.
Repent!
All right. It moves up to here now.
I knock on the brick.
There's no door knob or anything.
Nope.
I can't have disabled this device door.
Oh, let's see. I think they give me a set DC.
37?
33. That was close. By the way, I assume the CR of this trap assumes we can read the language.
No, you can get a 27.
Yeah.
Wait, if you roll it, you can't get a 10.
My personal advice is it doesn't take a full round to push a button. So don't push a button, wait for the action. Just start doing this.
Okay, and we'll see how fast I get splattered. How much can I do?
You can do 6, basically figuring about 1 a second.
All right, write these down.
All right, go ahead.
0.
That doesn't
work. That's 100.
You have to be under 70.
39.
Okay. 21.
24. Somebody remember?
I'm remembering. I know exactly what number I'm
34.
Looking for.
34.
Okay.
13. 46.
2 more. 65. Don't push that one.
You can push the last 6, and if you succeed, you'll be able to jump through the door. If not, you get splattered as you get to the wall.
And you hear screams from here.
You can? I can't hear through this brick wall.
So, I've imagined
there's 6 letters.
Nope, you can push 6 more letters before it splats you.
Okay, okay.
For screams.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 59.
Okay, moves closer, and that's not one you've rolled before.
1.
Definitely not that one.
15.
You haven't rolled 15 yet.
49.
Rolled that last time.
I did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I already rolled that one, so re-roll it.
4.
And then it goes...
I don't want to look.
There's just kind of smear on the wall.
Can I remember which buttons I pressed?
Yes.
Okay, good. This will go slow, but I'll get it next time.
Trial and error, my dad?
Okay, I come back. Okay, I think I have it.
Can we go down the door down there?
I think we should
go down to that door.
I mend her corpse.
Wait, guys, no, guys, I've got it this time.
As his intelligence is now 9.
I have 5 deaths. Isn't it every other?
Oh yes, that's right. It's every other.
So.
Yeah, let's go back down there.
No, guys, I've got it. There's
don't make us drag you!
I'll point out... well, one, we're kind of already attuned to this door, so if we die, we just get launched up here again. 2...
Well, it might reset. You're the magic person, why don't you tell us?
Do you read magic?
No.
Read magic.
That will allow you to read the letters.
Hey.
So you're the one who's up here. All right, Alec. As everyone else is sitting here watching you.
Oh, you're going to get sliced, though.
Good luck.
Read magic.
No, you had to make a reflex to get through these laser lights.
Yes. As you get through them, you kind of hear a from back over here. Doesn't really matter because it's already been activated once.
Yeah, it just basically triggers the trap and makes it active. That's all the lasers do.
Great treasure.
Remember, Alec has to figure this out.
Here.
It's a trap! Don't trust it!
The cake is a lie!
Under the sea.
Under a...
curse.
And... only...
Sean Connery can get past.
No, Sean Connery failed.
I think no. I have it this time.
And only those may... enter.
Who?
Provide.
Do you have enough space here?
Yep, just barely. Kind of over.
With two spaces there.
Alright, Alec, here's your puzzle. Unless someone else wants to go in with him.
Pardon me.
Well, he made it past the lasers, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'll go up and join him.
I'll follow.
I can't move anymore.
You waiting outside, Barbar? You're illiterate. This won't, you won't help.
Can you cast Read Magic on other people?
No.
When do I come back?
Those may enter.
It's a minute.
Provide
a
cure. Okay.
Cure
light?
Can I see the pen for a moment?
It's how it's laid out. You see, it's... this is...
You don't know what button she pushed.
Yeah, no. That's not what I'm marking.
Okay.
He's marking all the A's.
I'm trying to see if there's a letter that's only there once.
V. Oh no. Yeah.
Only one G.
Yay, puzzles.
I actually think it's how it's laid out.
R.
What's worse that'll happen? You die?
R.
R. In fact, the rest of us can't even read it.
E's out. T is out. S
U.
Is out. U is out. I is out.
Well, if this was the case, we wouldn't even need to know what it says.
H is out.
He does. He's the only one who can read it, which is why he's doing it.
I know, but if it's the letters, we don't even need to know what it says. We could just cross out letters.
Out.
Be like, oh, there's these, we can...
So if you don't know which one
this
which.
Symbol looks like this
well,
symbol.
Well, we don't need to know which one which. If it's just the letters.
They don't necessarily look all the same.
Otherwise...
In some languages, they don't spell it letter by letter. Like in Japanese, it's not letter by letter. Mm.
I know. It's because the different letters.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, Amanda...
I can read Japanese.
Looking at a foreign language, if you have one letter here and then like a whole word and another letter there, you don't immediately go, oh, hey, look!
There's only...
Because there's... so many other symbols on the page as well.
The only reason we do it is because most of our alphabet's based off of Roman. And they were nice enough to conquer most of Europe and make it all the same.
I think that's out because we've got four letters that only appear once.
Well, how do we know how many we're supposed to press?
Thing is, I'm looking at it and there's two spaces by curse and two spaces by cure.
Is that supposed to be like that or is it just...
That's exactly how it's laid out.
And that's capitalized.
And this is...
I don't think
it
matters, but it's capitalized. But it might.
It might.
Oh, does it matter if it's capitalized?
No.
Okay,
that's just how you happen to write.
That's how they had it written.
Weird.
Don't ask me. That is the plaque on the door.
What? That's really weird that they would, like, have the E...
Are the spaces but...
Actually, I'm sorry. All of their letters were capitalized, so this is my problem.
Oh, okay.
Is this... Are the spaces buttons as well?
Yes. All of those are buttons. They just don't have any characters on them.
Can you draw lines around the holes?
What for?
Why?
Use a different color besides black.
Like red. Red's
one.
Dying.
What's the blue one right there?
Mm-hmm.
Hazandra's like, they're looking at this in the completely wrong way.
Yeah. Isn't that the point of what a GM does with a puzzle?
Yeah.
It's the, I know the answer, jeez. But of course, I also wrote this damn thing.
I guess so you didn't write it. You took it from a book.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Plagiarism for the win. I'm going to go get some cake.
Yes, go.
I'm the deliciousness of the cake.
I'm stealing your chair.
That's fine.
I don't think it has to do with those.
Yeah, either way. By the way, it's looking as I'm turning to anything.
Are you tired of dotting?
Tetris.
This is a Tetris game of life and death.
I'm actually pretty good at this game. Actually, it actually makes it better, easier to read.
I think it has something to do with the magical property thing. Ooh, detect magic on it.
There's one hole right there.
It's not magical?
It's not. Purely mechanical.
So, no. The provide the cure is just a witty phrase. It's supposed to lead us towards something.
Well, there's only...
Watch it be something only the bard could do.
Mm-mm. There's nothing in the adventure that only the bard can do.
Okay, good.
There's three places where there's two spaces in a row. Here, here, and there.
Is there some way to ascertain how many of these buttons we're supposed to push?
Probably only one.
I push the S here.
Door slides open.
Huh! Now, how'd you figure that out, Alec?
Cure... Curse. Remove the S, you've got cure.
Ah!
Yeah.
Nice.
And let me pause to clean my battle map. Alright, as you're walking into this room, you can see it's a room full of leering gargoyles with open mouths.
Gangsters!
Oh, here we go. This area is plain stone with a large capstan on either side. That's basically a giant turnwheel.
Okay.
Okay, I take out my Gatling gun.
Each capstan is centered in a slightly... raised alcove and has four wooden arms. Each arm is carved in a stylized hand grip and tipped with silver caps. A 1 foot wide stone balcony runs around the upper edge of the room, 8 feet above the floor. The balcony has 23 decorative stone supports angled down to the wall. Centered above each support is a stone gargoyle lurks, sitting atop the balcony and leering down into the chamber. The gargoyles are in varying stages of disrepair, chipped, faded, or eroded away. They have clawed hands and feet with stone wings worn down from years of neglect. For a head, each gargoyle has a closed fish mouth blankly staring with fish eyes. And there's a grate in the center.
I'm going to look for a trap. With a 20.
Okay. Are you tired of dying yet?
No.
I don't think he's learning from his lashes.
Normally I would, you know, invoke Io's blessing on you, but I think Io might be running its course on you.
Io loves me. She brings me back from the death.
No. Io's got nothing to do with this resurrection.
You smell water.
But I don't know where...
Oh, no. I hate you, Andre.
Out of character, we know. I look at the ceiling. Like, what's on the ceiling?
It's just stone.
You said there were two turnable wheels, mm-hmm. One on each side of the room. Are there any plaques near the wheels?
Nope.
I look down the grate. Yeah, we both look down the grate.
You can see both a little passageway down there and a small chest.
What is the grate made of?
Iron.
So who thinks that we have to rotate the thingies? Either the correct one or both at the same time to open the grate?
We don't like this.
And it'll probably start flooding.
Why do you say that? Yeah. There's a grate in the middle. The water will just pour straight out.
I would say the gargoyles will open their mouths.
It's made of stone. Stone doesn't do that.
No, the fish heads aren't... stone.
Yeah, they are.
I thought they were fish.
Anyways, cake. You go to the terminal on the far end, I'll come over here.
Oh, I had a much more grotesque vision of fish heads placed on top of stone gargoyles. Like actual fish heads.
And today we'll be playing with Chaotic Insane.
Today we watched the level of Chaos.
Who's got a good swim?
Swim?
I'm always following no one. I have plus zero.
But you must help.
Don't get squished.
I'll be fine.
Such a team loser.
Alright, fine, you go
help. But I don't want to die.
Well, neither do we. She doesn't need my help.
But still, just in case, it's good to be in pairs.
I guess, maybe we can be together.
Right.
Creepy.
It's like where's the lawsuit when we get home.
I don't care as long as he gets us out of here.
Okay. My bet is we'll have to turn both wheels at the same time.
Why don't...
Clockwise.
How many times?
Let's go with one for now.
Is there a certain direction that it seems like the handholds are facing?
Out.
They're just sticks.
As in, like, is there a way that it looks like they're supposed to be pushed and then the other way your fingers don't fit in or whatever?
No.
Okay.
Nobody makes handles for these.
He said there was nice little handholds or something.
Yes. Yeah, it's a circle with a stick sticking in it. Well, several sticks.
It's the stick that's the handhold.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was carved nicely so that it fits the contours of little hands or something. I don't know.
All right, so I say we both push it clockwise once.
Hold on.
Clock.
Why don't we push
it? That's why I'm going like...
Oh, I'm sorry. This one... push goes counterclockwise, and this one goes clockwise.
Okay, rotate both of them once.
Hold on. You rotate yours first, then we'll see what happens. And then we'll be ready to push ours just in case something
My instinct says we do them at the same time.
Yeah, they seem to be
But one of them, could be the wrong one, and then...
It's probably a combination.
Your instinct was also to jump down the hole in the conveyor belt room.
No, that was an instinct. That was... process of elimination. So, let's just both push them at the same time.
See if we even can. At least. See if they counteract each other or not.
Alright. Ready and go.
Alright. What? Do you click it once, twice, three times, or four?
One click, because he said one time.
One click.
We both go one click.
Strunk!
Told you!
Okay.
I push the S.
You'll have to wait until they open this up. Okay. At that, each of the gargoyles begin spewing out water.
That was
both of us going one click.
That's both of you going one click. Within a period of 6 seconds, it is now filling up at 2 inches every 6 seconds.
Oh no, our ankles!
Do a full rotation! So it's four clicks for full rotation, mm-hmm. I assume. Three more clicks!
It's a great move at all.
No.
Okay, four more clicks.
Three more clicks.
Three more
total
clicks.
Total of four.
Right.
Go all the way!
Click, 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 click.
No, it's click, 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 click.
They shoot, for a brief second, they shoot up to about, geyser level. And it's as you guys get to that geyser level, anyone adjacent to a square with a G has to make a strength check, and this is on click number two.
Click, the click number two, precluding the first one where the water starts.
Including the first one.
So, okay. Five.
So, Caddy Corner, I assume, counts as adjacent.
Wait.
Yes.
One should be going that way.
Sean Connery going down the hole.
One, two.
I got a two!
I got a one!
I got a 12.
Does 12 make it?
And it's now pouring in at a rate of 4 inches per turn.
So sick shit.
It's now round two. It's up to 6 inches, which is noticeable on you guys. You guys hear a squeal from outside.
Do we have to make strength checks to stand up and go back?
Yes. You are staying next to a gargoyle, so now you have to make a strength check.
12. I thought you said they only went for a brief moment.
No, now that it's on number 2 and you guys all failed your strength check, they're still going.
Can I crawl
and 18.
To instead of standing?
I'll give you a plus 2 on your strength check for that.
Good!
Can I go this way?
I get a 2!
Sure, you can. You were sprayed that way naturally.
Yay! Is the grate open?
No.
I got an 18.
18. All right, Steven. You can stand up. There's your movement.
I'm going to move again to get to the device.
You mean 3-5?
Okay, that's your turn.
You can't take a 3-5 in the same turn you do movement action, right?
In a movement action, yes. Oh. But moving at this point is now a...
Yes.
Got it. I got a 12 again.
I did not get up.
Well, let me try.
I didn't try to get up.
No, okay.
You could just crawl over to it.
I'm trying to get to the grate.
Nope, you did not make a strength check.
I was going to say, what is the DC?
15.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have made it even crawling.
All right. Round 3. You guys are going to have to 10 inches of water.
Click.
Give me a strength check before you do that.
Can I get bonuses from being able to grab on?
No.
There.
You want to Benny that, Steven?
I'll try, why not?
Now I'm like, woo!
I got an 8.
Okay, that's where Jessica is now.
I got a 16.
Mm-hmm.
You stand up and move.
Yes.
8.
Sorry. Oh, you're not actually next to one, so you can stand up freely.
Oh,
I guess I could have done the same thing, but I moved my way in anyway.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are now, since it's now two.
Three rounds.
No, it was two. I'm sorry, total 10 inches now, because this is the third round.
Which, for Cobalt, is enough to actually slide you guys down.
Oh no, I threw a waste almost.
Alright.
Is it filling down the grate?
No. For some reason, the water's not going down there.
Oh, natural 20.
Alright, you can click it once. Okay, that's your turn.
Do I notice anything?
Since that's now clicked up, it's now going, I said it was already at 4 inches, yep. Right? Now it's up to 5 inches per round, so now you guys are at 15 inches.
Okay. I'm not adjacent to one anymore, am I?
Yes, you are. That one.
Oh, okay. Does it blow that way too?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, shit. Next round. No.
Okay. Okay, so now round 4. You guys are up to 20 inches.
16! Is the DC 15?
Yes.
Yes! Click!
I can actually get up now. And make it in.
Okay, that's your turn?
Yes.
You'll notice that now that you've actually looked down there, there's a metal plate that has slid underneath the
thing.
Great. That's holding the water.
At 3 clicks for both sides.
Put it back!
2 clicks. 3 clicks.
I just did a click because I made my strength check. I was already there.
Oh, okay. Yes. So, yeah, sure. Now you have 3 clicks. 6 inches per round. Now, if you're within 2 squares of a G, you have to make a strength check.
So, always.
Yes.
Alright. And it goes up to 6 inches per round. So now it's up to 26 inches.
I make it. I start yelling, put it back! One side! One side put back!
What the heck? I don't need Benny's, right? I'm gone.
Yeah.
Put it back! Oh, you guys!
I love it so much.
You have to make strength checks, too.
Every time.
Yes, no, she moved. You only have to make one strength check, and then another strength check to click it.
I rolled an 18.
You're fine.
And then I get there.
It's now up to 26 inches, which for some of you, let's see, that's 2 foot.
We're all the same height, aren't we?
We're all basically 3 feet.
So it's about 8 inches away from your head, so it's just not going to stop your
I'm up!
So am I.
I get there.
I move there, too.
You move half movement, so.
1, 2, 3.
I grab onto you.
No! Unless you can assist with the strength check.
Sure, I'll attempt.
Did you make your strength check first?
Yes, I got over 15.
Okay, then you need a second 15 to turn it.
Oh, really?
because the water is now beginning to fill in enough.
Oh.
I don't make it.
Doesn't go anywhere.
So Jessica's going to go under the water, hopefully away from the pressure, and push me to give me a plus two to stay.
Yes.
And Ryan, did you make your strength check?
No. I was there.
Okay, so let's see. Closest one.
That's what I figured.
Please tell me you assist.
I rolled a six.
Get up and get over.
I don't
here.
Have any.
I rolled a 15. If we
so
can
you'll
get...
stay, hold on. One, two.
Jessica, re-roll your dice.
Okay.
Rolled worse.
Okay, you go back. You got up and moved there.
Yep, I got a 14 total.
And by the way, it's now to 32 inches.
So now we're holding our breath.
And now, starting to float.
And now, hold on. Now it's the start of the new round, so now it's 38 inches.
Now we can't touch the ground.
I make it
everyone
though.
Everyone should conceivably actually be drowning.
But we can't swim. We can't float.
They are starting to hold their breath.
Yes.
They just...
yeah. But I turn this one click, so it's four clicks.
Four clicks. It's back in its original position. It's now to 7 inches per round.
Now,
You failed your strength check?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see. We got one.
So I was there, yeah.
Two. Three.
Can I see anything about the grate now that you move one side back?
Yep. Nothing's changed.
All right. Now we start counting rounds and we're holding our breath. One.
Can we not, like, float with the top?
Oh, sure, if you want. You don't have to stay near the turners.
It's not like I can... I have minus one.
Okay, so you'll just float on the top.
Ha! I'm gonna shank check.
I'll just be looking down at the grate.
You said it was a 15 stand up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that we can actually swim in it, can't we just get under the water and move there?
It's still putting
treacherous water.
It's a geyser equivalent.
Okay.
Can I hold on to the handle while I'm being buffeted by
nope.
the stuff?
Okay. Nope.
Alright, now to turn two. We can hold up to our con in rounds, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right, you mighty kobolds.
There.
We'll take turns!
I made it.
Okay, you're holding there. Man is just floating.
Oh, and
I'm gonna look at the,
I do not
the
push
door.
It's
sealed shut, and there's something kind of red on the. Is that a toe?
Turn three! I don't make it, so.
I need an assist.
I can't.
How high up are the gargoyles?
8 feet.
And so we're not.
And hold on, it's now up to 36 plus 12. You're up to 48 so far. No, plus 14.
So 15.
So it's at 5 feet. So actually, like, humans would be starting to drown at this point.
Humans would start worrying.
Yes. Come
on, ah!
Ah! Hey! This is now turn four.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry.
Actually,
crawling.
Natural humans really only start where this is 4 feet deep right now.
Yes.
So most humans are kind of like.
Do you want me to push it still?
It's back in its original position, right?
Yeah. I will not push it for now.
Climb back there and hold on to the base.
I asked if I could try and hold on to the handles or something, but he said
handles, no. Base, I would allow you to.
Okay, I'll do.
They'll give you a plus two.
Okay.
All right. I'll assist you.
Hold my back.
Sweet. So I need to roll a.
So first, we both have to stand. Then I can assist. I fail. Wait, can I assist her in standing up and just take the blow myself?
Sure.
Would that make you win?
Make you
no,
win.
Alright, well, I tried.
It would give me. I need to roll a 14 with an assist, otherwise, I need to roll a 16.
Yep. Wait, next that means round. You only need to roll 13 with an assist. No, you're right, 14.
You I hold on the next round. I'm just next holding round. On to this thing.
Five.
Come on, guys, you can do.
Or, nope.
Nope. We're around
hold
there.
On. Okay, so 1, 2. Yeah.
We swap.
Basically, we're just sitting there going.
So I have to turn six.
Nope.
How tall is this thing?
8 feet tall. 9 feet, I'm sorry. Turn seven.
Does it go all the way up to the ceiling?
Yeah. Nope.
Are there handles all the way up?
Natural one.
Are there handles all the way up or just down here?
Just down here.
8.
Oh, so we're like reaching up to push these. Like,
yeah, that's why it's so difficult. This was built for humans. Up to 9. I'm about ready to die.
You can at least swim to the top. Or
swim to the top, get some air.
Yeah.
I still have 2 more rounds.
I'm like,
I make it!
No.
You can do it!
Turn 10, after this I have to go breathe.
I guess I'll try.
I fail.
I'll try to go underneath the water.
Hold on, hold on.
I would swim. Ugh. Another natural one on swim. So that's a 0.
On turn 11 I'm going to go up top.
Steven, go for breath.
I will also go for breath.
You go for breath?
I'll try and climb up.
I can't seem to not float.
Ryan, at this point, the water's about 8 feet deep.
So that means there's no
air. It's now round 11 at a rate of, average at about 6, so 66. There's a foot and a half left.
Okay, so I go up and breathe.
Yes,
you have 3 turns, then the room is completely full.
Yeah, so I go...
Now swim checks to get back down.
Hey!
1. 18. I rolled a 2 this time.
So I'm like... Alright.
Don't
worry. I stand!
I'll burn a GM Benny on your behalf.
Is that a 1 or a 20?
It's a 1. Holding my breath for a while. No, I'm still standing. I failed to push.
Oh, that's right.
Which one? I'm just trying to swim to push it.
I fail.
I have nothing I can do about this.
Well, I stand the next round.
I stand.
I rolled a 1, a 1, a 2, and then a 3. There.
So I'm just pushing
it. I push it.
Click. And the water goes shh. There's 6 inches left.
So it stops and starts draining.
It begins. And you can hear this kind of go.
Now there's going to be swirling.
All right, hold on.
I go top and breathe.
It only drains actually a rate of about 1 per round. But that's when you 4 need to give me a notice check.
10.
8. 12. I'm at the very top. I'm like...
Great, my boy, hip.
So you guys are actually just kind of floating at the top and... No, not a care in the world, Gord.
Yeah! That's 6 inches we have.
And that's when they slither out. And you are surprised. Sliding out of the gargoyle's mouth, 4 of them.
I got...
Are snakes.
14.
You need 18 for these guys.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't have a weapon!
I had to roll
I don't have a fortitude!
Yeah. Remember, this thing is incredibly punishing. Okay.
So -1 on my fortitude.
All right. They get their strike, and then we go to initiative.
Can I wield a snake as a weapon? This place is hard.
How many rounds was that?
Huh?
How many rounds was that?
We were filling it up and everything?
Yeah.
Well, we were holding our breath. We were holding our breath for Jessica? 11 rounds. 1 for air, back down. So that was 14 rounds, and that's not kind of how it came up.
So is he back now?
Yeah.
He's waiting outside the door.
Okay.
Was.
Well, but I'm saying...
So 14 hit you?
If he was dead... Does that mean
that
he
is my
boops
AC now.
Back dead again?
No, Ryan, I crit on you.
Okay.
That is my AC now.
Oh, okay.
And I miss you.
Yay!
So 2 crits and a hit.
Jessica? Apparently it's a overreaction, you provoke an attack of opportunity from it.
Well, no.
And then Ryan, use a stinger, and you're sickened for D6 rounds. How very appropriate. All right, so they do 1d4 minus 1. 2, 3, 1. You are sickened for 3 rounds, and all 3 of you need to give me 4.
Oh, they said D3 rounds.
So
D6.
I got 9.
I got 19.
So, if I look down, 13. Is the grate still there?
Oh, yeah. Although you can see that it's slowly draining at this point.
Okay.
What'd you get?
13.
13? You just make it.
Sweet.
Steven, you lose 2 points of con.
Ooh.
Ow!
You have, like, negative...
I have 7 no. points now.
Go ahead and give me initiative checks.
I go on a 4.
I go on a 5.
I go on a 9.
Okay, so Steven, you go on a 4. Ryan, you go on a...
6.
I go on a 5.
Nine. Highest score is 9. No.
21.
We're all in the single digits.
They attempt to bite you again. Jessica's. Okay. Steven, not this time. Amanda, 18, and then Ryan, 10. So.
Nope.
Jessica and Amanda.
You take 1. You take 1. Both of you now need to give me 4 saves.
I'm fine. Negative 1. 16.
You're both fine.
Yes.
Just to let you know, these snakes are actually bigger than you are.
Huh.
They're about 5 feet long. And black, red, and yellow. I'm not telling you the combination. Jessica.
Well, we have to make 4 saves.
Oh, and by the way, Steven, make another 4 save.
Ooh.
14.
Is that with the minus call?
Oh, that makes it a 13.
Alright, it stops right there.
Yeah. Because I have base save 2 and minus 1.
Start moving that way, and I'll beat it with my crossbow. So minus 4?
It's an improvised weapon, so yes.
You don't have anything written down. So
that's because none of you had weapons to start with.
So, punching is a D3.
Alright, so I have a minus.
D2. Okay, so half of a D4.
Yeah. Ryan.
18.
18 will hit.
Cool. Oh. Sweet. I do 4 segment of rage.
You have to declare.
Yeah, I do.
At the start of your turn, since you're instantaneous.
Well, I guess I do 4.
Do you add your strength? No.
What?
That's
you don't have
his
strength.
Yeah. Somehow I have temporal power.
Thank you. Thanks, babe.
Amanda?
You broke attack opportunity every time you use an unarmed strike. Okay.
What's your AC?
15.
Then I just got you.
Does a 13 hit it?
Nope, but you take 1 point of damage and another 4 to save.
14.
Okay.
Or, wait, 14.
Yep, you're fine.
Does
Steven.
It take an action of any kind to rage?
No.
I hit it!
Yes, movement, if I recall correctly.
For 7 points of fire.
Damn.
Cooked snake.
Yummy.
Huh.
Jessica? Amanda. No. Jessica.
Minus 4. Is
that 13? 13 will just miss.
Okay.
This is Ryan. We're still swimming this one, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
So it takes
you can't
double
charge
move
in
to get.
The water, can you?
Probably not.
Yeah.
So he can move there.
I can move and attack.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can move a quarter of your movement.
18.
You'll hit.
Yeah.
Ow.
Good rage.
That was Ryan. Amanda.
You guys miss each other.
Steven. My fireball does do have to roll to hit, right?
Yes.
19.
All in one.
3.
Yeah. That's funny.
Jessica.
Just hold for now. He can take care of it.
Yeah, I'll hold.
Okay.
See if any more pop up.
Ryan.
Seven's not going to hit it.
Nope.
Yeah. You should attack.
Amanda.
12.
Will not hit it, but it will crit on you.
Oh. Sweet.
I overestimated our meat shield.
Ha! You take 6.
I want it. I'm down.
But you're not dead just yet.
Okay.
And you were knocked back.
Yay. That was a powerful hit from a snake.
It is underwater, and she's a kobold.
Do you wish to activate?
They're bigger than us.
I have a.
You've been holding.
Sure, I'll shoot, even though I don't have to start that.
It's only minus 4 to hit.
-1. So, plus 0.
You have a plus 4 to hit?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With her range.
With ranged, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Actually, she's got a plus 5 with range. 3 dexterity, 1 base attack, and point blank shot.
Nice.
Oh, okay. That's a 7.
That's precisely what I rolled.
No, so. She probably was looking at a snake, popped under the water, and shot him. Shot
Steven?
The water.
Yeah, it's a.
I don't have a melee weapon. I don't want to use one more charge of the firebolt. I'm hoping he can handle that.
I can probably do it. Just let me go. Well, it's its turn next, but...
By the way, make a fortitude save.
I'm hoping he doesn't hit me!
For turn. Make it. I've made all of my fortitude saves, but...
You make attack turn against me. Nope. You already took one against her?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let's see, it's... You actually the one that hit, so it will focus on you. Does that 20 hit you?
No.
You take 2 and a fortitude save. You're fine.
Yeah. Free five over so you can flank.
Ryan?
Plus 2.
That's a 7.
Amanda, roll to stabilize and another 14 save.
What is it? Stabilize 10 plus?
It's just a DC 10. Yeah. You're fine. Now you make your 14 save for poison. Oh, no, wait. You never mind. You made that.
Yeah.
Jessica?
Steven? Oh, by the way...
I'm going to hold. Hopefully he can finish it
since
off.
Since Steven has died, does he know if he has his spells back?
He does not have his spells back.
Finish it off!
It's continuing to bite you.
Wait, I thought Ryan still needs to go.
No, Ryan got a 3.
Oh, I thought Ryan hadn't gone that turn. Sorry.
That should hit it.
It's 15 plus 2, so 17.
You hit it!
Yay!
You're doing D2... Game.
It, as long as you do
one
damage, it's down.
Yeah.
I killed 3 of these things.
I killed 1.
You are the cleric of the Great Isle.
Alright, everyone gather around for channeling.
You lost both bolts.
I'll drag her body, his body.
I got a 2.
That's fine. So I'm at 0. No, I'm at 1.
Finish.
I keep forgetting I'm -1.
Can I finish off my channeling, or should I just heal you? I'll just heal you. Hopefully this will be enough. 7!
I'm at full.
That is enough.
I'll take away Shield of Faith.
It drains at a wonderful rate of about 1 inch per round.
That's fine.
I go over grab one of the snakes I burned.
Oh, baby. I'm so young. Who at least?
After a short while, it eventually gets down, and this door slides on open. You see him waiting there.
Huh.
Hey, what's up?
What?
He's asleep.
You're alive again.
You're back.
Alright, did the grate open up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Once all the water's gone, it opens back up.
The grate opened at this point?
I see he goes open the chest.
It's a... About 10 feet down.
Lower me down.
Alright, ladder.
Cobalt ladder.
Wait, I guess that means you're going first.
I can't hold you whatsoever.
No. In the end, it's just 10 feet.
There's a door down there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
We only need
And there's a passageway heading out.
You only need one, and you won't take any damage. Yeah, and even then, you still might not take any.
I want the rogue down here, too. To open the chest. Or check it for traps, really, first.
I acrobatics down hasn't had a very good track record.
Yeah, well. Go ahead. He's still got more skill than I do.
22.
Nothing.
Sweet. I would open it.
So...
That was the acrobat. Yeah, you make it down.
I make it down.
I thought that was to...
Chest. Traps.
Ooh, there's still ice cream, isn't there?
There's no traps. I open it.
You open it. There's no problem with that. Okay. Inside.
You want ice cream?
You see a mighty great axe.
Oh. So something we can't wield?
I hand this to you.
Thank you.
A shield. A large shield.
A buckler.
Wouldn't that just be a regular? No, it'd be a small steel shield.
That's
for them.
Right.
So,
who wants the banana split?
What's his?
I don't have the cookie dough.
But it's bananas.
Cookie dough.
And?
Banana.
And? Ooh. A human-sized chain shirt.
So what's that for us?
Chain mail. It's a chain dress. But we're going to go ahead and pause so we can get ice cream.
That scripture caused the Crusades.
Okay, after Stephen's biblical lesson, as per usual.
Not usual. When was the last time I gave a biblical lesson on Friday?
Never.
Friday? Last week.
Huh. Well, not during the game anyway.
No, during the recording. Anywho.
Huh.
All right. After you guys pass out the copious amount of loot that was inside the chest.
Who got what? The shield, the great axe, and the...
Chain dress.
Chain mail.
I thought that was in the room.
Nope, that was in the chest.
You had an axe.
Amanda, there are little nuts in here.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So...
She's used to tiny
banana
nuts.
Banana and nuts.
Ryan, he just insulted you.
She doesn't need them.
Yes, the recording is still going. Anyway.
to steal a line from Ethan. Right, time to go.
I'll point out, you all made that assumption. That could have not been what I was referring to.
Sure.
Let us, I'm...
All right, so what's this next room, Andre?
So who gets what? Who got what?
He got the axe.
So far, he got the axe.
I got a great axe.
Are we leaving the other things behind?
I don't know.
Chainmail, who got that?
We hadn't decided.
Chainmail probably goes to the fighter.
Yes.
Who got the shield?
That was...
I will point out the fighter's a ranged fighter.
Yeah.
Still, none of the rest of us can wear it.
He can wear it.
I can wear it, yes.
He can wear it. Claire can wear it.
Yeah,
but I already have a hat.
And a shield, don't you?
I mean, shield?
Yes, you're the only one here who can use it effectively.
True, because you're using hand weapon, you're using two-hand weapon.
We'll just buff the cleric.
Shield is what, two? For the large? One!
Hey, you can't put that on my...
Number 15!
Door.
And so who got the chain dress?
Probably the fighter.
Okay.
Alright,
what happened to you?
Open the door!
It provides, 4... AC, or 5 AC, and all that's 3 decks.
Yay! I opened it.
Because it's a bit more roomy than a normal chain.
That's not why it's not... Oh. I thought chain shirts were normally a plus 6.
Chain shirts are 4 and 4.
No,
this is 5 and 3.
I thought chain mail was 6 and...
Is it 5?
It's 5. It's 5. Hmm. It's not exactly normal chain mail.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a chain shirt being put onto a kobold.
Chain dress.
I knew Tana had plus 2 chain mail, and that's a plus 8.
Can you make me jealous?
Can go down any?
Can you not? Goes down to 20.
Yay!
The guy in Mythbusters, Tori, I believe his name is, got to wear a chainmail shirt while they were doing a myth. I was so jealous. In the pirate myth where they, cut through the sail, he had a chain shirt on just in case the knife popped out and tried to cut him.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't cut him. I was so jealous.
Okay. What this is actually looks like a small natural cavern. You can see over here that this is the ledge, and it's completely dark. It's pitch black. The only reason why I drew it out is because you guys all have dark vision.
Yep.
There is a river raging underneath this, guess where the water came from. and it's a 20-foot drop. There is a bridge over here that looks bit odd. It's not. None of the planks are actually strapped down.
Is it floaty?
No, it's a rope bridge that's basically kind of holding itself together. So there's wood slats, and then a knot over here tied around this rock, a knot tied around this rock, a knot tied around this rock, and it all kind of comes up here and holds itself together tied in the middle. And you guys can give me a perception check.
Five.
Three.
I got 17. There.
There you go.
Perception. 25. 14. 17, 25. 5. 5. 22. 22. You got a 14. Something's odd about the bridge. You guys, the two who broke 20, see that actually this rock over here has been untied and it's actually been stretched around the corner.
Oh.
Wait. It doesn't work!
And 25 doesn't get me anything.
You could swear you hear something grunting over there.
What is it? Is it like low grunting? High grunting? Okay. I think we should take this one and be quiet.
There's only one bridge.
I think we should use this side of it and go on just the ropes.
Alright.
But be quiet, yeah.
You know what, for safety's sake, I said we also link arms. So that way somebody falls, we can make it assist.
Or we all fall.
And we have one less arm to actually hold on to.
Well, not link arms like this, like, while we're reaching up and over, you have your arm up through here. And the next person has their arm up and around.
So it's crossed.
Like, here, Alex, put your hands up. Like, here, grab under the rope.
No.
Fine, then. Like, yeah, that won't quite work, but that's okay. So we, like, grab the rope like this, so in case I start falling, he can then pull me in.
Okay.
All right.
If Andre laughs.
Oh! Come on, here she went!
Oh, dang it.
Curse you, ice cream. Wait, no, I love you.
All right. So your first bond?
Hold on.
I'm going to jump across. I'm going to tumble across.
Okay, give me an acrobatic.
Tumble or jump?
Tumble, because it's plus 7.
Wait,
jump is acrobatics.
Jump is acrobatics.
Oh, it is? Okay, then I, yes.
Good, go for it.
No.
Okay. 25.
Ah!
Cool. I think I think the anchors should be me and, what's your number?
104.
104.
Alright, so you get the start, you get the end, we'll get in the middle.
Yes.
Okay, so you're like that.
Well, yeah, we're linking to like that, and then as we go across.
As you guys get to here, you guys hear the low grunt, and it goes, "Ung!" And suddenly, all the rope begins snaking backwards and rolling back up this way. At this point, those who are on the bridge need to give me reflex saving throws.
Got 14.
13.
Okay. Both of you can jump to your respective sides as the planks drop into the water. And that's when the three orcs
come. Hey, everybody with weapons are on the right side.
The range people on this side.
Hey, that's true.
I'm getting there with my shield and a hat.
Perfect!
Shield bash!
You're where initiatives. You're needed.
Yeah.
So you can heal us.
It's true.
Oh, since I'm gonna stealth.
It won't matter, they've been watching you the entire time.
You can make a bluff check.
I guess they've
at which point you can stealth.
12.
It's actually in the rule book.
Only if you have a viable distraction.
Huh?
Did you get 12?
True.
I got 5.
I.e. What's that?
Steven.
I got 10.
Ryan?
5.
Amanda?
12.
Jessica?
5.
Alec?
17.
I have plus 3.
Yay for double digits!
You have plus 3.
Alright, Alec.
Let me take a look at the ring on Cone of Ray of Frost.
I go on.
I think
five.
It's like 25 feet.
I go 5 up.
25 feet plus 5 feet per 2 levels.
So 25 feet.
They're not within 25 feet, are they?
Nope.
Not yet.
They look hostile, though, right?
Oh, yeah. They're coming out with big, great axes to chop you guys up. Real great axes.
How many first level spells
what?
Do I get?
My great axe is real.
I get 99 zero level spells. Zero.
It's infinite. Yeah. You have infinite level, zero level spells, but I couldn't write that in there because it's like, no! So I'm just like, how much can I put in there?
Look at Julian.
Alright, I targeted the front orc. Magic missile! Doing 4 points of damage.
Ow. The pain. The agony. Amanda.
I'm going to tumble out of line of sight.
Okay.
Over here.
And then you're going to hide over there?
Yes.
Okay.
Why tumble? Just run.
Because he likes being acrobatic.
Does anybody have any bennies? Alec has 1 benny.
Nope.
We have 1 benny left for all
13.
Of us.
Mine.
13, alright.
But I'm still out of line of sight, so they can't see me.
Not yet.
They don't care. Oh!
I'm saving my shield.
Don't get pushed into the water.
Alright, so we'll have 1 swing on you. 2 swings on Ryan. What's your AC, sir?
15.
Why'd you draw 2 crits?
The times 3 weapon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did the cleric just die again?
Oh!
It's him. It's on me.
Alright. He does double damage, and you are disarmed.
Literally? Maybe.
It might be enough damage.
Yeah, it depends on the damage.
It's probably just gonna kill me.
18 plus 12.
Yeah, I'm dead.
He is indeed disarmed.
Can I pick up his great axe?
On.
Your turn.
On 10? Yes, you can. Well, you're not proficient.
I don't get. I can't shield bash without training, can I?
Yeah, you can. You're just not proficient.
So I take -4 to do it.
Yes, that is correct.
I would do what, a D4?
And I lose my AC bonus anyways.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do what, a D4 or something?
For this, yes, it's a D4.
So if I drop the shield, pick up the axe, can I still swing?
Yes.
Yes, dropping is a free, picking up is a movement.
I might as well take a -4 of the weapon and do a little more damage.
Okay. By the way, it's still got his arms attached.
I'll use it as extra grip.
Apparently it's really just throwing you off.
I grab it by his arms.
Also just spraying cobalt all over. Ryan.
Dude, what do you want me to do?
Scream for me.
Oh, I'm gonna shoot this one. Finish writing on
this.
Okay, so it's
3, 4,
plus
1
is 14.
I
hit.
Attacked
that one,
by
the
way. 15.
Thank
you.
Oh, you're right. 14 will hit these guys.
I attacked that guy.
You said?
D4 plus 1. Is your point blank shot?
2!
You shooting that one?
Yes.
High five! We'll be the 2 effective ones!
High five! I'm reloading!
You didn't take rapid reload?
I'm level 1!
You get 2 feats!
I had rapid focus.
Oh, so you've actually got another bonus to hit.
Okay, so it's 2. Instead.
Okay, so Jessica finishes 1 off. Ryan's screaming and bleeding everywhere. Alec, you're now within 25 feet.
Ray of Frost!
Crossbows are times 2, right?
Dex is
18.
19, 20,
or just
20? 18. You hit. 19, 20.
D3 plus 1.
D3 plus 1, sir.
4.
Drop it.
Nothing.
My AC is a 14 right now.
They begin beating on your helmet.
No, all they're doing is like the kobold arms going around and they're going, chop. That guy's demented.
That's crazy, Dad. What is wrong with you?
That's the orcs. Amanda.
Sneak attack.
First you have to roll to hit. That's a d20.
It's still a sneak attack, 40. Though.
On a hand crossbow.
I hit.
You do indeed hit. You do a d4 and a d6.
Yay.
Minus 1.
You're actually the highest damage person in our group.
Yep. If you can roll.
Nice.
Uh-oh.
Still.
You can't.
The only attack option that gives you a chance.
I will swing at this last guy. Staggering.
I got 9. I have a minus 5 to wield this axe.
Ryan quivering on the ground screaming, Jessica.
No, I'm probably flying down dead. The river at this point, armless.
Aren't you like dead?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Do you have any equipment on you? I grabbed his axe.
Yeah, he has my axe, so no.
Okay. And so far you guys haven't lost anything. Nice.
5.
Saved ya!
Thank you!
That'll show those women their place.
6 more rounds.
I dare not say that to the cleric of Io.
That I channeled good, and I'm out of channels for the day. Nope.
Oh, sorry. I'm there.
Yeah, you have to make it across now.
So let's see, you're at death 2, so you lost 1 intelligence. Death 1.
That's my second.
You lose a point of intelligence, you're now a 7.
7.
Just minus 2. It's like it's slightly more cross-eyed.
Can you see if my crossbow is still salvageable?
You fire 2 bolts?
Yes.
Neither one is salvageable.
Neither?
Neither.
Sorry. I go over to see if I can grab the rope that they pulled back.
You do indeed find a rope of climbing.
Ooh.
I grab the rope.
And you heard the command word. It was,
Hey, actually. Oh, no. Use magic devices and a wizard or sorcerer ability, because we can innately use it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, come on across.
Okay.
With the rope, you guys don't have to roll. It's a DC 5, and only if you fail by 5... Oh, wait. Might fail by 5. Anyway, I'm not going to worry about it.
We make it.
I don't.
Actually...
Neither.
I can't. I can get a 1. That's minus 4.
Okay.
All right. A negative 1, so I can't...
I get the rope back.
Fail by 5.
We have a rope. Magic. Keep it! Yeah! Fetch rope!
You guys actually found a decent magic item.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Did those orcs have any tail on them?
We have a dance over
they
on
had
the
great
rope.
Accent. No more climbing fish line!
And they have studded leather armor fit for orc size, but I will allow you to use their...
Studded leather dress?
No. Yes. I'll allow you studded leather dress. It provides plus 2 to AC, minus 1.
I will wear it.
I'll take it.
There's 2.
Does that stack with my helmet?
3. Yes, it does stack.
But the guy you said went...
Okay. So it's 2 minus 1. So yes. I am up to a 3. Andre, can I
So
take...
I just love this image of like these 4 people walking around dressed with these helmets.
Andre, can I take one of their great axes and like break off the bottom so I have a club?
Plus 2 or plus 2?
Sure, I'll give you that.
So it's plus 2 for the on AC and then minus 1 penalty.
Armor check.
Okay.
As the sorcerer is still walking around wearing a set of rags.
Do you want a club?
Just in case.
No, I reach up, I snap the top off, I have a staff now.
Okay. It does a d4.
Okay. I don't ever intend on using it, but...
That's fine.
Your whole strength to right, please.
So
I have a 17!
It's hilarious seeing all these kobolds walk around in shirts wielding these weapons.
I use my old rags to tie it around like a dress. Yeah, and then I pull it open more so you can see my chest.
Wait, actually, I'm gonna go back here, and I think we should look over here. There's something.
There's nothing.
There's nothing.
It's a dead end.
Okay. Just in case.
All right, I am now a new club, dress, and rope.
You're looking good.
I'm ready to go. I'm almost a fully armored adventuring person.
Wait, we all have dresses. Who should, except you and you?
What, have a dress?
Yeah, but we two ladies.
We're kobolds. We're lizards. Our gender really isn't identifiable except to anyone outside of our own race.
By the way, Ryan, you're supposed to be wearing a dress, too.
You're a lady?
No.
That's a boy.
Yeah, the way...
Oh, sorry, no.
Yeah, the way they do it is...
Yeah, they feel...
Yeah, that's penis.
No, a robe is essentially a dress. All right.
Yeah, I guess.
There's a set of stairs heading up.
Wait, is anyone actually injured?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Don't worry about it.
There's also 13 silver pieces on those three orcs.
Oh, snap.
Somebody else can write it down.
Oh, snap. We have money now.
Write it down.
Okay. How do we divide that by
no,
five?
No, you don't get that. You die too much. Give it to her. Yeah. Wanted to die.
Now that you guys actually have equipment, that's the only thing you actually risk when you lose.
Without
risk
luck,
losing
die.
Nice
to die now.
It was nice that I was
we
disarmed when I died.
I'm sorry.
I still have one cure light available.
Do we regain our spells when we die and
no.
come back?
You will have to rest.
We already asked
wait.
That.
What's my domain spell?
You don't have a domain spell.
Yeah, oh, it's the Burning Hands.
Yeah, Burning
okay.
Hands.
Okay.
So that means, no, I don't have anything left, because I can't have sacrifice domain spell for kill.
Yes, you can.
Okay, so yes, I still have one. Okay. All right, to the next door.
All right.
Wait, is there a convenient place to maybe make camp in this room?
There, yeah.
I say we rest.
Okay.
We have some spell
rations. Actually, they would probably have a couple bed rolls and not back there. They've probably even got a nice warm fire.
Snap.
We rest.
You guys go grab the snakes and cook them up, and
totally.
The ones that weren't fire bolted.
We have food rations.
That's right.
We also
have three.
We already cooked eight. They're ones that got fire bolted.
Well, yeah. We ate two of the snakes. No, probably only one because they were pretty long.
Yeah.
True.
They were medium sized.
They were larger.
So these
than
two
us.
Snakes alone could feed us.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, you guys get to regain your level and hit points.
Do I heal the poison?
It has not been 24 hours.
Okay.
Steven, your hand of glory lets you,
Can you get rid of the bubble in your throat? It's bothering me, I'm sorry.
No. Your hand of glory lets you give someone a bonus to charisma skills or ability-related checks by one.
Yes.
Okay.
How many charisma checks have we had to make today?
None. Oh, you also get a +2 to the DC to harm undead creatures with your channel.
I'm sorry, when I was thinking of Io... Dragon, glory,
yeah.
And fire. That and the fire give you a bit of the blasty.
Can you hand me a square of paper towel? Or the whole thing?
Okay. We rested.
You guys rest, you guys have your spells, you've prayed. Io has begun listening to you, going, is that thing still alive?
Did you want to change your spells? Steven?
Nah, for simplicity's sake, let's just leave it.
Well, honestly, those are also decent spells.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations, you guys have now made it to a second day of life.
I fully expect us to get out the last door and there just to be an oven.
Alright.
You will be baked,
and
then
there
will
be
cake.
The cake is a lie!
Now,
the
you
cake
guys.
Is a lie!
This is kobold cake.
Now, you guys know that you guys are no match for the wizard. So escape is your primary goal.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Vengeance is not the objective. Life is the objective.
Well, who cares? Let's go free.
Yeah. Hope all right. Bust the force and come back for a rescue or something.
As you guys come up the next level, it's a pair of stairs you head up. This is actually where all the kobold cages are. Big, high, heavy iron bars. All padlocked.
We don't have these still, do we?
No.
Ignore him. Keep moving.
Wait. I go back and grab a great axe from an orc. And bash them up the
You will not. You will never do enough damage.
Darn.
Because it is two size categories bigger than you are. Therefore, you cannot wield it.
The lock? Oh. I was like, what?
Large size lock.
Yeah, I'd like to see a kobold great axe do anything to a large size lock.
So, you know, all the kobolds are like,
Divas, are you guys actually making a break for it?
Can do you have fire? Any tools on you I can unlock it with?
Like unlimited fire spells? Anybody? Per day?
No. Is there anything else in the room? Dang. Huh? Are there anything else in the room? Like other convenient keys actually on the wall across from them, tempting them?
The blood of a glorious silver dragon flows through my veins. Fire is beneath me.
I will purge you.
Have a good day.
You should melt a lock.
I don't think I can do damage.
No. Burning, you'll get the guy inside, too.
No. It's just... we can't do enough to open these. Not unless I burn all
five of my firebolts
and my burning hand.
And you still probably wouldn't do enough to even get through the hardness.
Alright, you guys go up another floor, and once again, more cages for all the kobolds.
Oh.
If we had lockpick, we could free everybody.
Hold on, give me a second. I'm looking for something
specific. Okay. Cassidy, you are fat and will be eaten for dinner. How does that make you feel?
Just so I don't have to draw this out, I've already got conveniently laid out arena floor. This is the testing area. This is also where the Mad Wizard also puts kobolds up against various monsters to see if his, quote, new spells tips the balance in their favor, and it rarely ever does.
Oh, this is entertaining.
There is one creature who makes his home on this level. It's an ogre.
We are so not fighting that.
No, we're not.
Unless we're way over here!
Actually, it's right there. And unfortunately... huh? Those are actual rocks and whatnot. These are observation rooms for his amusement all the way around. It's all his stuff. You guys, come up here. This is the door you need to exit.
So we have to go through him.
Well, who wants to sacrifice themselves for the greater good?
Oh, to the road. He doesn't know.
No, I have an idea.
Nothing good has ever come of those words.
So he of course, hasn't acted yet because you guys aren't worth his time.
Are there any zero-level spells from a cleric that can do damage?
No.
Okay.
No, there are not.
Okay.
I don't know, can you blind them?
What is this?
Something residents? Hosts?
All those are up on the observation level.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, these are windows, not doors?
Yes, those are windows.
What's that?
Windows. That's a window.
So this is also a window?
Yes.
Okay. It's a bigger window.
It's a different looking
window. I'm sure in a different world that's actually a door. But here it's a window.
Okay.
Okay. Here's my idea. We all go over there and hide behind some rocks. I'll take a rock, cast light on it, throw it over here, and hopefully the ogre will chase it and then we can run by.
You know, somehow I think he's aware we're here.
He can see us. We're standing right directly across from him.
Does he see us yet?
Does he care?
Alright, never mind then.
And are ogres sensitive to light like us?
Hey, baby.
I mean,
you look sexy tonight.
And I boobed.
Do you remember what happened last time you tried that?
You got eaten.
You wound up inside of a female, that's right.
Alright.
It's just Otiog mating rituals were not susceptible to kobolds. Or not, built for kobolds. There we go.
Who said I was a male?
Your biology?
You can't tell.
I'm gonna try a diplomacy check using nonverbal components to show we're not a threat, but that we won't buy him.
Sure, go ahead and give me diplomacy.
Got an 8.
How high up are these windows?
15 feet.
Climbing.
To a human wielding a great axe, he could probably still hit it.
Yeah.
How about wielding a quote unquote great axe?
I will the rope.
Pick up a rock and throw it.
Okay, you pick up a good sized cobalt rock and.
Damn it. Pick up one and I have to hold it with two hands.
It will not make it up the 15 feet at a strength 10.
And I rage and throw it?
So, I think. We have to probably spread out and force him to come out so we can run past him.
But then how do we get everybody in? Because the ogres can outrun us.
I'm tricking him.
Maybe it's just we have to be faster than him, or smarter than him.
I point at that. I don't think that's going to happen.
He's lost intelligence.
Don't get too close.
Does he roll a luck check to see if he accidentally rolls too close to the ogre?
No, I've been watching which square she's in very carefully.
007, stop! Come back here!
Alright, as soon as you went here...
Yeah.
He hits.
And you go splat.
11 plus 7 is 18.
Dang! Just above it.
And he's wielding a great club, I assume?
Yep.
So, 3d6?
No, 2d8.
Oh, 2d8.
6 plus 7 is 13.
Splat.
He's like... Boom!
Anyone else who saw that coming, raise your hand.
Stigla. No, I have to run up to that position.
Okay,
you're 21, running. 21 stealth.
Is that door closed?
No.
Okay. Wait, while I go up and get it, I got a 7 on the phone to try to convey my disappointment.
What does it speak?
Giant.
Giant. You gonna do anything right now, Alec? You gonna wait?
What the? I'm a sorcerer!
Like I said, we spread out, keep our distance, lure it further in so the rest of us can try and bolt. Is the door open?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's what I said. Door's open. He's sitting there. It's his area. He's just kind of sitting there relaxing next to the door, and suddenly these kobolds start coming up, and one of them's dancing around. He's like, BAM! And he'll actually begin, and he'll reach for it and drag it closer.
At least you grabbed his foot sword.
No, because I took my full turn to move up there.
Oh.
I'm over there going, I'm getting me to kind of stabilize. I get there and check.
Give me a con check. Although I'm not sure it'll matter. That's you.
Oh, me.
I'm like, con check? What do you mean?
6.
You do not stabilize, so you're still bleeding.
Can we
get him back?
I have 1 hit point before I'm completely dead.
Jeez. Oh.
He doesn't know.
I'm dead.
You're up to death.
Yeah, that's negative.
Which death is this?
Which death is this?
6?
Oh, 6. I lose 1 more.
Congratulations, you're now down to an 11. You're almost as smart as most of, you're 1 point smarter than all of them still.
Wait, she's at an 11?
She was at a 14. She's lost 3.
Amanda, you've died more times than the rest of us combined.
Yep.
I say move back.
Yeah. I move about 30 feet back.
Snaps off the arm, kind of sits there, and you can see the hair like flopping out from in between his teeth.
I hope he doesn't eat the short sword.
So every time I try to entice them, I always get eaten by them.
Maybe you should learn.
Like I said, I don't think he's learning from his mistakes.
I don't think I can if I lose intelligence every time.
He's slowly losing intelligence.
Actually,
like, you know, I think I...
Actually, I'll point out, it's wisdom is common sense. That would be learning from your mistakes, is wisdom. Intelligence is just ability to learn...
At all.
Kind of. Because someone with a high wisdom but low intelligence, after sticking their hand in an outlet, will learn. You do not stick that in your outlet. They won't know why that happened.
Most dogs will learn that pretty fast. Anywho.
Yes.
All right.
Amy, do you know not to stick your tongue in an electric socket?
I grab a rock, I cast light on it. And I throw it over off to the side. Does the ogre watch the rock?
Give me a bluff.
Ooh, I can do a hand of glory on myself. I'll do that, and I'm just rolled a 5 or something. So it'll be 7! Ha!
He points at the bright rock.
I grab it and toss it over to him.
He...
Okay,
let's go, quick!
He doesn't have his club in his hand, so he'll just attempt to bash you as you run
by.
Well,
he's still stealth.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. He didn't even see you.
Sweet.
So this will work as a distraction.
Sneak. Sneak.
I don't think... Okay. Keep... Yeah. 10.
Okay, so let's see. You move at a rate of 20 feet, so you're sneaky, so...
22. Light lasts for an hour, right?
10 minutes. Level.
10 minutes.
We're fine as long as he continues to be distracted by the light.
I got a 3!
1, 2. You think you're doing just fine.
I hate myself.
Fump.
He misses.
Yeah.
I'll take my other standard act, my other move action, and run. Well, move. I have 30-foot movement. Not out of his threat range?
Nope.
But he's...
Because you were...
If he was here...
Yeah.
So, 1, 2, hit, and then 5, 10, 20, 25, 30.
Okay, so you're right there.
Yay! I'm out of danger zone.
If he turns around to get you...
All right, his turn. He'll roll the rock at you.
Ha!
What's your AC, sir?
17. Because somehow shields count towards the back as well.
Look at how many bennies you got stacked up there for yourself.
Well, he has all but one benny from us.
Pretty sure the ogre's going to miss.
My. Not benny.
Yeah. You might need a bend. Rock sails over you. Pick his club back up.
Alec will stop sneaking at this point. Or not. He will stop moving.
Stop advancing.
Yes.
Okay. That's up to you.
He was distracted with the rack.
Which way is he facing?
Yeah.
Must be a sense motive.
I suppose I could start doing that to distract him.
Wait. Hold on. I'll throw more shiny rocks and see if he gets distracted by those. And then if that's done, then I don't know what.
Okay.
I grab... I shine a rock and throw it out every turn so I can cast light. Try to throw 3 or 4 out of it.
He ignores them.
Alright, I'm out of ideas.
Wait.
Hit him with
it. I mage hand one of the rocks and begin floating it in front of his face.
Ooh. You give me a bluff check.
I can't give you hand of glory on this one, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. 15.
Huh.
He seems distracted by it.
Mm-hmm.
I begin slowly advancing forward while...
Give me a spellcraft, because you have to concentrate and try and move forward at the same time.
That's one round, anyway.
That's more than half the party across.
Oh, you can double move if you want.
That's right.
10.
I'm sneaking.
Oh.
10.
0 level spell.
It's a 15.
It is?
Mm-hmm. So you're kind of like, you're walking forward and you're like... You're doing the Star Wars.
You mean the Luke Skywalker sucks with the Force?
And the rock kind of drops it like.
Well, you effectively move still.
Okay.
You're behind the rock.
Yes.
Wait. You have a 30-foot movement, right? Because kobolds have 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So you stealth at half, so actually that'd be 15, so you can go 1, 2, 3. You'd be in plain view if you want.
No, I want to stay behind the rock.
All right, Alec, you're the last one on there.
Sweet. I'll try and levitate a rock again.
Okay. Bluff check. He gets a bonus this time.
Yeah. Huh. Oh.
Good luck.
14.
Smack him in his face.
He's not distracted this time. He's like, I already saw that.
Smack him in his face. It'd be funny.
Flap.
Yourself.
I need to re-roll it at this point.
Yeah, what'd you get on stealth?
Oh,
it was 22.
Originally 22.
Alright, so he's actually kind of irritated at this point.
Now he's looking.
Ow!
is a wall?
Basically, you guys have gone up the stairs.
Yeah. Oh.
You guys are...
We're out of the picture. He's now getting a more defensive position.
I see.
I will mage hand one of the rock, like a rock behind one of the larger rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Far on the opposite side of where I am, and start making noise with it by kind of hitting it into a wall.
Why don't you use ghost sound?
Because you didn't give me ghost sound.
I didn't? Oh, I gave the bard ghost sound, that's right.
Okay, Ray of Frost, Mage Hand, Detect Magic, and Mend of all things.
It doesn't have to be a lit up rock, you can just pick up one rock here and do it. That's what he's saying.
Alright.
I'm improvising ghost sound right now.
Give me a spellcraft as opposed to his perception.
Did he roll really high?
No.
No, not really.
21.
Nice. Go, 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 go!
Sprint through the door.
You know, just me standing there. Boom!
You know, I like how the pot doesn't really spit us out until it's pot appropriate.
No, it was about a minute later.
Yeah.
Nice job, Alex.
Well, when you've got only a few spells, you have to get creative with them. Yeah.
And that's kind of what I was hoping, is that you guys would have to get creative, because these are such shitty characters.
I feel like I've done fairly well as a kobold sorcerer.
Man, I was trying to rip off the pendulums and use them as an axe, but it was too hard.
It's a 25 to dislodge them. Cool idea! Just not physically possible.
No, we all could have climbed on it.
That's what I was saying, is I was trying to get everyone to climb up.
We could have totally gone kobold style this. Everyone jumped on one object and go...
But no one would...
Just kind of trying to avoid death on his character.
It's not like you need intelligence.
You've died twice now?
Yeah. I do need intelligence. Knowledges and spellcraft.
I've only died once.
Same here.
I can fix that.
I'm your cleric. You don't want to do that. We try to save everybody.
Who says I'm following Io anymore?
You really need a blasphemer.
Your character sheet?
I follow Osmodeus now.
Where'd you learn that in the past day?
These really dark, evil-looking books...
Give me the books.
No.
Fire!
They don't burn.
They're in the fire.
Throw it in the river.
Yeah.
They float back to me.
This is Call of Cthulhu style.
I throw you in the river.
Or at least Nathan Call of Cthulhu style, because he always has a book that no matter how hard you try, it never goes away.
You throw me in the river, I reappear beside you.
This time 20 levels higher.
Osmodeus has blessed me. Well, in this case... Blessed.
The power of Io compel you! The power of Io compel you!
Is that cute? Meteor swarm!
We're inside.
You just still hear.
We're inside around. Meteor swarm!
Dust balls.
Alright, fine.
That was a waste of a high level spell, dude.
Alright, fine. I put on a necklace of adaption. Cloud kill.
Dude, at 20th level, you don't need to worry about that.
Is that a mummy?
Oh god, it's the kobold's natural enemy.
A wolf.
Dogs!
As you guys poke your head up, oh shit, you're in the kennel. And right in front of the kennel is Kobold Dog Chow. And the stairs are on the other side, right next to the alpha male's cage.
None of their doors are closed.
Are they sleeping?
No, they seem to be in a general, you know, just kind of sitting around being dogs.
Chilling.
So being Vincent. Actually, no, that'd mean they'd all be asleep.
Yes.
They're being Evie.
It's Vincent's racial ability. Sleep. To his style. That means if you hit
So, him, what's the plan now?
We could try and stealth past the dogs. I think the kennels are set up right against the walls, too.
Oh, yeah.
How old, tall are they?
They're about 4 feet.
So we could, how tall is the ceiling?
About
so each of us could run to a kennel and close it and just have to deal with one.
Are there doors on the kennel?
Oh, yeah, sure. You just have to figure out how to close them and lock them. And hope that you can outstrength the dog.
How big are the doors? Like, it's not something they can break out of, right?
They're wooden.
So the alpha dog might have a problem with, but the rest of them shouldn't be able to break out of it.
These are trained attack dogs. Not just like puppies. These are attack dogs. Because a major's best friend, something in front of him.
I kind of like that idea.
What?
Trying to run up and close all the doors.
Yeah.
We're gonna fail so hard.
So, what? You leave this one open? Or do you want to leave the alpha open?
No! You go for the alpha.
I will rage and go do that.
Okay.
And then we all break and leave the dog on that far end open.
This one.
Okay. So as you all break, basically, here, let me just put you like such. You are going to have to give me opposed strength checks.
I'm going to.
Oh, crap.
Because as soon as you guys burst into motion, the dogs start getting riled up, which means that they also start moving.
Can't we do an initiative check instead?
Sure, if you would like.
Dogs probably have better initiatives than us do.
Well, it's either a minus one and they have bonuses, or a plus one and they still have bonuses. So I'm up for initiative.
Sure. Well, it's either a minus two for me, a plus two for me, so...
Everyone all in favor of initiative?
Yeah, sure.
Ryan loses out on this, but...
So what are we rolling for?
Initiative. It's better for you not to rage, though.
For now. Well, it might...
Just yet. Steve, initiatives.
Ha-ha! 19.
Nice.
Going
first.
Ryan?
15.
Amanda?
6.
6. Jessica?
11.
Alec?
21.
Le Dogues? 13 plus 2 is 15.
Oh.
That's what I got.
Alpha?
Oh.
No.
Come on, Andre. Haven't we died enough?
I have 3 bennies left now. I haven't used any of my bennies.
No, you burned a GM benny earlier.
Some of us
I know, that's why I've got 3 instead of 5.
Positive intelligence. Oh, yeah, so the answer is no, we have not died enough.
Alright. 21, Alec. And you close it.
Look for a lock of any sort.
Now you will have to lock it next turn, because move, close.
We're going to die.
Steven, move, close.
I'm going to die horribly.
Alpha walks out.
It's sad.
What's your CMD?
It wants to cuddle.
Do I include my armor in this?
No.
I have combat casting.
Alpha male.
Yes, you do. Because you have chill touch, which is a melee thing.
CMD.
I tried to get feats that are useful.
CMD is not on
there. I was going to say, why is there a space for
extra
CMD,
channel.
But not CMD? CMD?
You can do it twice per day.
I can do it 4 times
Okay, dex, strength, base attack.
6.
I can do it 6 times per day.
You're 3 plus modifier. Your charisma modifier plus your fresher channel. 6.
Oh, I can do 6.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
We have minuses from size or pluses from size?
Minus 1 from
minus
size.
From size.
Wow. Okay, so plus 3 then.
So 13.
13.
He brings you into the kennel with him.
Okay.
Like you said, he wanted a cuddle.
Next round, surprise butt sex.
Ryan.
Is it really a surprise?
Guess not. Okay.
What is his CMD?
His CMD is a 17.
This says I have a plus 1 from size.
He typed it in wrong.
No. The program says that size and CMB bonus are identical. So a size bonus to AC obviously means that small people have better chances at wrestling.
That makes no sense.
It's a typo on the page.
It's a typo in the program. Yeah. I tried to change it several times.
So I have zero?
You have a plus zero.
I have a minus one. No, I have a minus two.
Unless you're rage, then you
have a minus three.
Oh.
Two for strength, one for size.
Yep.
Don't grapple me!
That's right. Something about the size of a child that's about as strong.
I think there's some children well, 13. Stronger than me.
All right. It... No, stop it, stop it. It's like... Normal dogs. All right. Jessica, it jumps out and tries to bite you. Seven. No. You got the door closed. Right? Amanda?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. She's on a six.
Yes.
Yeah. Reaches out and attempts to bite you. Nothing. Alec, you get a strength check and you get plus two for the door.
Suck it. What did you roll?
Frick I roll. Would you beat a 14?
No, 13, because technically Alec's defending.
A 13 will get him a 13.
True. A 14 will get him a 13, you mean?
No. I have plus two from the door.
He needs a minus two strength, so it equals out to zero.
So he needs a 13.
He needs
a 14. 19! Cobalt adrenaline surging through his body. Steven.
You said he'd get to try to lock it this turn.
He gets to lock it on his turn.
I get plus two, so I have a 9.
Knocks the door clean out of your hands. But that's his turn. Jessica.
You know what's sad?
And what are you doing?
Wasn't I closing the door?
Okay, so yes, you will attempt to close the door on him. Strength. No, bad doggy, bad doggy, bad doggy!
You know what's sad, though? When you said Jessica, my mind went, you know what she really should do is punch, 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 kick. Wait a minute, she's not a monkey.
Amanda. Actually, I was thinking quarter turn forward, punch.
Oh, Hadouken! Stab him.
Oh, okay.
I feel sad for you.
Why?
Because I can.
As you're attempting to stab, the dog accidentally shoves your arm backwards, and you do the damage to your leather armor. Roll your damage.
Okay, how about...
You don't sneak attack your armor. It doesn't have any vital spots.
Diagonal down. Diagonal forward down. Or diagonal one. Forward.
Your armor has taken 1 point of damage. There's a giant gash in it.
I have no clue. I don't play video games like that.
Dragon punch.
Sucker.
Top of the round, Alec.
Now search for a lock.
You bar it.
I like how the sorcerer is the only one. Everyone else failed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Steven.
I don't think I'm going to be able to out-muscle this thing.
Obviously, it's the superior silver dragon blood running through my veins.
I pull out my club. Even though this is a supervised weapon, kind of, I will smite you!
Bonk.
15.
You hit!
It's a D3.
You hit him on the nose?
No, it's a D4 minus 1. 2!
You bonk the doggy!
On the nose!
Is the 1 replaced with dough on that dice?
Yes. Not dough. Dough!
Alright.
Is that a Simpson D4? The Alpha. D4?
Kind of.
The Alpha.
Kind of from Can't Call.
In a slightly down, chewy mood, begins to gnaw on you. Slowly. But unfortunately, your armor gets in the way. So you're just going.
Okay.
Alright.
It's massaging you.
Ryan.
Oh, let me get it. God.
Covered in dog slobber. Alright, back to the dog.
You know, full round action to escape a grapple.
Bite on Jessica. He does indeed bite you.
Because he matches my AC.
6 points of damage.
Ooh, they do D6 plus 3?
Yep. And he does not trip you.
Good.
Bite on Amanda.
Ooh.
Hits you. Does 9 points of damage.
He succeeds on the trip.
I can't bite you. And there are two bites on you because this doggy came out of his kennel.
I know what I need to
do now?
One bite. 9 points.
I'm negative one.
Okay.
That was the dark cleric. No, I'm at zero because because the poison's still in effect, so I am down. Curse you, poison.
Jessica.
Minus one to con.
I'll attempt to close and lock the door.
No! You know what? I'll refresh pennies at this point. Here's one, here's one, here's one, here's one.
Thank you.
Keep yours.
Yeah, nine.
You beat my five.
Yay!
So you just need to lock it.
I want
to
lock it!
No, she can, because that's moved. Can move? Double move?
Sure. Two doggies are now locked away.
That's two less doggies that have to die.
Alex. Or us to get mauled.
The doggies next to you are now free.
You can free five, close the door, and
good doggy chill touch.
Okay, give me a touch attack.
This is my strength to hit, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
What's their touch AC? Just,
12.
You need to roll 14 or higher.
On the upside, I now have two bennies.
You have two?
Yeah.
He still had one.
Why do I only have a minus one with my claw?
I don't know.
Plus one for size.
Ah. So you...
Oh, so I have net of a minus one to hit her. Yes, okay.
That's so you need a 13. Or higher. Nope. Gonna burn your other Benny for it?
You still hold the touch attack.
Yeah, I know. I'm just gonna get mauled to death.
Yes, you are.
Burn your Benny.
If I die, do I lose the spell?
Yes.
Might as well.
There we go. 13.
You touch him. D6 plus 1, sir. And 1 point of strength damage, but it won't matter for him. Because he's at a 15.
Two. How many hit points do these things have?
13.
Such a waste of my first level spell.
More like such a waste of your
two. Wait, what CR are these things?
One half.
What? You're supposed to be the same CR that we are?
Yeah.
They have better...
Everything.
Everything, yeah.
Their intelligence is lower now.
They don't come back in a pool.
Steven, here's what I'm going to say. We are kobolds! We are the bottom of the food chain!
No, you are right above frogs, bats, and beetles. Right below giant frogs.
Imagine, though, if this was an actual campaign, how much HP would we get for doing all of this?
He was taking
these chests in 3.5, at which point we wouldn't get EXP for some of this.
He was posing for a picture, and
Steven.
A bat was like this in front of the camera.
You don't stabilize.
Now that I have minus one. So
hopefully one of the dogs.
The alpha is going to attempt to cuddle you again. Oh, you actually get an attack of opportunity, by the way.
Pet bomb!
What did it just do to itself?
It headbutts you, apparently.
Okay. Headbutts into your axe.
I have one base attack. And your strength plus one. Does an 11 hit it?
11 will not hit it.
Okay. Did I get one last turn too?
Yes, you should.
Time? No.
Give me 4-2 save. You're winded.
Okay.
What was his natural one? The wolf.
He headbutted him.
What did it do?
If he failed a 4-2 save, he would have been stunned. Alright, that was Alpha Ryan.
Close the door.
You can rage.
Can I?
All you have to do is succeed.
Okay.
If you rage, you can close it and lock it.
I can only close it.
Considered right now?
Wait, isn't raging just a stand?
I thought was Ray a free
action? Rage is a free action, isn't it?
Yeah, it's instantaneous rage. It makes it a anytime thing.
Okay, so what is Ryan considered right now because of the failure, by the way?
He is...
What does winded do, in other words?
Exhausted.
He cannot rage.
Oh, crap.
Yep. Unless he has renewed vigor.
Go ahead and give me a Benny. That way you can rage. Reroll your fortitude save.
Oh.
You're fine. Okay. Now you can rage.
I apologize
because rage is a free, then movement.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize for costing you a Benny there, Ryan.
That's fine.
You win on ties.
There you go.
And thank you. Lock, since we established that's the other move action.
Grr. Ryan. Go ahead.
I stabilize.
Alright.
Rainbow kill me.
There was Ryan, now the normal dogs. Actually, no. This one will continue to gnaw on Steven's head.
No!
But he actually misses. He's gnawing on your helmet.
What about this one? On me.
He will also continue gnawing on you. Jessica, he provokes an attack of opportunity from you.
He's like, oh, this is...
No, what he does is you can club him.
I didn't have my bow out.
Okay, then you can claw him, bite him, something.
Can do something.
She makes a physical attack, essentially.
Because you can't provoke attack for opportunity from attack for opportunity, can you?
Yeah, you can.
Yes, you can.
Oh. That's why I have two people without unarmed strike.
Alright. That was the doggy's fantastic turn. Oh, wait, I have one bite on Alec.
11? Plus no. 3?
14.
That is my AC.
Then he will just bite you. Doing 5.
I'm at 0.
Okay.
As soon as it's my turn.
That was 15 down to 11, Jessica.
Shoot the doggy.
Just close its cage.
They're free if you...
That one's still in its cage, though.
Since he's busy chewing on Amanda, does she have to make a strength check?
Yes. Push Amanda in there and then close the door.
So free five.
Are you pushing Amanda?
No.
Okay.
Push Amanda in there.
No, I'll push the food tray in there.
Okay, go ahead. Seems decent.
Plus 2, that gives me 15.
He'll take it.
Huh.
All right, fine. Cobalt, I don't have to cut up myself. Alright, that was Jessica. There's only 2 dogs running rampant. Amanda stabilized, top of the round. Alec?
I withdraw!
Hiding in the corner. Steven? Are you stabilized?
No, I don't. I'm at minus 1 calm.
That's right, okay.
Actually, it's probably best. If he doesn't stabilize, we're going to kill him so he comes back to heal
no.
us.
No! Stressed. Stay a night.
Fuck that.
He'll heal himself.
Stay a while and listen. I just need you to identify these magic items.
Stay a while and listen.
Identify this, my crap.
Stay a while and listen.
Identify it, old man.
Alpha's in the cave.
The alpha's in the cave, so I'll just cross him out. Alright, then we go to...
Ryan.
15, which is Ryan.
That will open attack from chance at all. I'll just go over it. Still raging.
Oh, you hit!
Yeah,
17. D8 plus 3.
This is my health.
Come on, Billy!
4. Dear. Steven will burn his Benny on your behalf.
Of course,
that's better.
9.
Dice means something.
It's better. Damn it.
It's called luck.
Alright. That was Ryan.
You haven't gamed long enough. Dice like people or hate people.
I've been playing for like 5 years. I've gamed long enough.
No, you haven't. If you don't believe the dice favor
Steven,
people,
you take 9.
She's not
I'm dead, dead.
Like
other people.
I don't believe
nom, nom, nom.
You're lost.
Oh, no, wait. Sorry, that was on Ryan. Ryan, you take 9.
Okay, I will take 9. Where's my other d20?
The dog on me critically.
You just know what to do with this helmet.
Your helmet does 2 points of damage to him, and he can't use his bite attack for the next d3 round.
Like I said, it doesn't work out.
Yeah, you know that, like, one horn that people are always making fun of? That'll never come in useful.
I'm not conscious to even recognize it as useful.
You can't even kill an unconscious guy.
Yeah, useful attack dogs these are, Jessica.
I'll 3-5 back. Pull up my crossbow and shoot.
Okay. Twang.
They're adding the close point blank.
That just hits.
I will point out, even if it's not just superstition, certain dice are weighted differently due to the way they've set.
Mm-hmm. It's up to 11. Used.
So a certain dice is more likely to roll higher.
Down! It has to be a significant weight.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. No. We're entitled to our opinions.
Alec.
You're wrong.
Okay.
Actually, I am with Alec because one of the things is actually the way it's carved. I've actually been to conventions, and I had to explain this to me, because I'm like, it so doesn't matter. Depending on the number, the alignment on the numbers, it can actually change things ever so slightly. Like, 1 out of 20 rolls. But it can.
But right, 1 out of 20 rolls, you get a natural 20.
It is very important, actually.
How many times did you roll a d20 tonight?
I don't count. It's more like, do I care? No.
Okay. I guess not I'll... Important. Well, I'm holding. I'm at 0 hit points. If I do anything, I fall over unconscious.
Steven?
I need 11. I stabilize.
You stabilize.
Yay!
As the dog's blood pours in my mouth to revitalize me?
Obviously,
Io has blessed you with dog's blood. Okay, right. So,
Steven, obviously the dog and you share a blood type.
There we go.
That should... Hit it.
That will hit. This is your third round of range, though.
That was 3, and it's 15, yeah.
Yep, you'll hit it.
Thank goodness.
The dog is chopped to pieces.
You can free 5?
Free 5.
That dog withdraws into his own cage.
Good.
Because he's afraid of the helmet.
I grab Steven, pull him out, and then close the cage and bark.
Okay.
And I drop out of rage.
Well, you did that anyways. And you
did not. I have 2 rounds left.
You have 3 rounds of rage?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
I still have 3 bennies.
Oh, damn it, that was bad.
I say we rest in here.
I say so, too.
You say nothing.
I drool.
I say we rest in here.
Okay. Searching around, you guys will actually find that in each of the dog's food bowls, you will actually find that in their basically water dishes, it's actually kind of a watered-down Cure Light.
Huh.
He apparently is enough to pump the chemicals into his dog. Okay. They heal D8 minus 1, and it can do 0.
I slowly start cupping it into her mouth.
Roll D8 minus 1.
To her.
I think there are 6 dogs here, so there's enough for 2 for 1 person.
7.
Alright, so I failed 2, so it's down to 3. Has the poison worn off yet?
No.
So
this has been like
4.
This
so
has
I'm
probably
up to
been
3.
Like 20-30 minutes since you woke up.
There's only 20-30 minutes after we went in that we got bit.
We rested 8 hours.
You rested 8 hours, and it's once per day.
Yeah,
a day is not 8 hours.
No, I know.
Or 9 been, at this case.
Yes, it's been 9 hours. That's
I
what I'm saying. It's not been 20-30 minutes.
A single bowl is enough to heal one person.
A single bowl is enough to heal one person.
Can I get a D8?
D8 minus 1.
So we have 6. We've used 2. Who else is actually injured?
I'm down.
Okay, I'm up.
I'll pour it in your mouth. I'm a cleric.
Oh.
7.
Oh, that is nice.
I'm at 5. Out of 7.
5 out of 7. You hold on.
I carve up the
three, there's
dog.
3
you guys, you're carving up the one dog who died.
How injured are you?
I'm down 9, but if we just rest.
You healed 6.
Okay.
You
used up 4.
And how injured are you?
6.
You heal 6.
Why don't you just channel?
That's what I'm going to do here in a minute.
Oh, okay.
I want to give people...
You have 1 more doggy dish.
And you're down how much? 1?
2. I think he's using 2. Cure, like, spells.
No, I'm using the potions.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to waste my spells on this. So you're down 2, you're down 1.
3.
3, you're down...
Nothing.
You are down nothing. I'm still down four. I'll drink the last one.
Yeah, you do.
I got two. That's all. So, channel for four.
Yay.
Everyone should be full health.
All right.
Should we still want to rest or
wait,
move
yes,
on?
No,
I say we can move on since I'm good for channel.
That cure lights.
Anywho.
Steven, you're not using your penis.
Coming back from break.
Steven's first foray into oral sex.
All right. As you guys climb up, you guys realize you guys have actually gone from below ground to above ground. You guys can actually feel the difference. You guys are now actually on the bottom floor of his tower. This is the furthest you guys have ever been.
I think every room we've been here is the furthest we've ever been.
That's yeah. not true. You were used to the slave kennels.
True.
And if you would have died, and you were used to the arena.
True.
Does a 13 give me anything on the door?
Neither of the doors, which are just simple wooden doors, look particularly dangerous.
Perception. I got an actual 20. Gives me a 22. Do I hear anything?
Or smell anything?
No, you hear nothing.
I did not hear, smell, or see anything of note.
Do you want to open that door?
Yes.
As long as, if he doesn't hear anything.
I'm
I should have bing, bing, bing. Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay.
We hear Tana raging outside.
Ah, crap. Run!
I go back downstairs.
She won't care about killing us.
All right, inside,
actually,
this is
she'll
Anna.
She'll probably everything. She'll probably help us out.
This is a small storage room. You can see in here that there are things such as clothes, linen, and there's actually some rope in here.
Ooh. Grab the rope.
Get some more rope.
A few more trail rations. In addition, you find a light mace.
Ooh.
And two potions of unknown substance hidden in amongst
them. Spellcraft those.
I did as well.
I say give the mace to the cleric.
One is cure light. The other is bull strength.
Whoa.
Are any of the shirts big enough to function as maybe a robe
yes.
for me? I take a piece of length of rope and use it as a belt.
You realize kobolds normally walk around just naked.
So?
So.
He feels okay. like he needs to be clothed.
Alright.
I am a powerful sorcerer with draconic blood. I must separate myself from the ribble. Rabble.
Ribble. Rabble. Rabble.
Anyways, this potion makes you big and strong. Drink it when we're about to die.
Okay. Stick it in my leather dress.
Light mace. Here's a club. I'll take the mace.
Okay.
What damage does the light mace do?
Well, see, it's a light mace for everyone else, but it's actually a heavy mace for you, so it does a d6.
Is that two? It's still a one-handed weapon, isn't it?
It's still a one-handed weapon.
I just realized something. I must look so odd. I'm wearing, like, a shirt with a,
It's actually kind of stained slightly red because you were wearing cold dog's flesh earlier.
No, I'm still wearing the dog's flesh, too.
It's on top now?
Mm-hmm.
The robe is
I have a cloak
top.
Made of dog. Fear me!
I will for level you. One kobold.
Is there a hat?
Sure, there's a hat.
And your
it's
stick.
A fuzzy Russian hat.
So you're wearing a fuzzy Russian hat while wearing an orc studded leather as a dress.
Yes.
What
this
venture
group is this.
I must say, I look pretty normal with my change dress. My train mail.
This is nothing more than an area with stairs heading further up. You can see that there are two doors heading out of here.
Deciding I look stupid, I drop the rope bit. I keep the dog fur, though.
Okay.
Since I know I don't want to go further up.
No, me either.
First, let's see if there's a door out down here.
Yes.
Oh, we don't have a scatter dice.
Listen at both doors.
Let's see.
Yes.
I say we go that way.
This way?
Yeah.
Straight. So you go and open that door.
Okay, but listen.
First, we listen at a door.
Yes.
I got a 20.
You can actually hear further in, not this room, but probably the next room, you can hear some cursing.
I can't tell the language.
It's definitely human, but it's angry, angry, angry human.
Does it sound like the wizard?
No, it sounds like his trusted lieutenant.
Mm.
His apprentice.
How is this apprentice? Do we like him?
No, he is just as evil and sadistic.
I see.
He's been taking out extra kobolds to use as experimentation.
Bastard. Well, since you said it was in this room, you opened this door as well.
I didn't tell you anything yet.
Obviously, yes. You did.
No, I was going to tell you, but nobody stopped.
There's a wall there. Yeah.
It's okay, he's opening the door.
Yeah.
I just remembered. I read the most apt description for divination magic ever recently. Mm. Divination, a legitimate way to metagame.
Amanda, when you open this door, you can see kind of a sofa entry room, and you can see some cloaks that are hung up here on the wall. You guys open up, and this is obviously some sort of like small kind of study private area, and there's a table with a couple of chairs and two doors.
I grab Ryan, I don't know what number you are.
204.
I grab 204. Pull her back.
That big ant man in there. We go the other way. Double seven.
Map says yes.
Yes.
Do I have to make stealth?
No. The sofas are not evil.
We're cinematically stealthing.
And look at the cloaks.
They look like people cloaks. Human cloaks. Much bigger than you.
Dirty.
Although, they might be able to be
used as... that's a bad idea.
I'm going to check for traps on the door.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Detect magic. Okay.
Every time I do a perception, I roll a 7. It has yet to fail me.
You took all the cloaks?
13.
Well, you don't find anything, the door radiates magic.
You can drag it behind you?
Well, I put it on over my leather armor.
Yes, it is.
So you're still dragging it behind you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the door...
In fact...
...may be alarmed. Oh. So, open it. Run like hell. Wait. Do the couches move?
Yes.
Can we move the couches without them screeching on the stone?
No, you do not have enough strength.
Even with all five of us getting around one couch and lifting?
Well, what if I put a cloak on the floor?
Okay, I can do that.
And try and slide it on the cloak.
Ooh, good idea.
You guys are going to try and take out the apprentice as your last bit of vengeance?
No.
No?
Okay.
We established
save
earlier.
Ourselves.
We established earlier. Vengeance has nothing to do with this.
Give me a perception check as you're putting your cloaks in your pocket. Or the backpack.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't roll up a 10.
Go ahead, roll.
I grabbed one and put it on. Briefly.
Gives me 13.
Okay, plus 2 for being a kobold, 15. Alright. Inside one of the cloaks, there's a set of keys.
Do the keys look like they fit the cages?
You don't know, you'd have to go try them out.
Is there a key to this door? That leads out?
No, this door is just open.
Okay, get down. Please. Down. Keys.
Let you
try?
I
think
we go.
I'm gonna sneak around to that door.
I see.
No!
No!
And see if it has a.
No! What has happened every time you've gone and provoked fate?
We locked the door.
What has happened every time you have provoked fate?
You have to decide which key is right.
Wisdom check, 16.
Well, you know, you're 007, but, you know, so far, things haven't been going so well, and your head's kind of foggy. Yeah.
I thought we'd get out of here.
But our kobold brethren.
No. That's tour.
You can't leave them.
I know.
I'm with her.
You two go down, then.
Okay.
I'm leaving.
Okay.
Saving myself.
The door will go off.
Yes. Chaotic neutral. I'm going to save myself.
Push the couch.
You could kill her and then respawn and hope that's enough time.
Can I slide the couch over to this?
No.
Not that I don't know. If you guys attack me, it's going to be loud.
Just hide in the closet or something. Wait till we come back.
Good luck keeping a horde of kobolds.
Once
Rucker, yes.
Yeah, once we get them out, that's not the question.
Good
the question is you guys
that.
that ogre and
the dog. He has one attack opportunity around.
Exactly.
Bonk.
Oh.
Bonk.
Okay, so Amanda and I lounge in the...
Okay, so you guys hide. Ryan?
Andre, should we get down to this many critical hits? With a bludgeoning weapon, it's ruptured spleen, which is normal damage, and D6 bleed. This bleed cannot be cured with magic.
I will stealth up the stairs and try and listen up them.
Okay, so you're going to go up the stairs?
Stealthily.
Ryan, you just ruined it all for us.
Yes, I did.
We're no longer there to stop them.
I know.
19.
You can hear people talking up there.
In human?
It's okay, Ryan does this to every game we have.
This dog is proven as
I'm gonna laugh if we both die to the ogre.
As you guys go downstairs, the ogre has indeed moved at this point. He's now lounging in a different part of the arena.
Okay, that's cool.
And we both won't die by the ogre. What we do is we take the keys, throw them out in the middle of the arena, then we both just run right by. Because the best thing that happens is you can kill one of us.
And hopefully that guy will come back from the cauldron still.
And if not, they sacrifice for the greater good.
Okay. So Ryan listens up the stairs and you can hear people talking.
Oh, that was my stealth roll.
Oh, okay. Give me your perception check. You still hear people talking.
Okay. That's the average 14.
Okay. You guys run downstairs, unlock the key, unlock all of them. And as you guys do, you guys take 1 point of damage from Cobalt Trampoline.
Okay.
And they beeline for the door.
Wrong way!
Well, yeah. Towards the way you direct them.
Okay.
They begin running as fast as they can.
Hey, as long as they all go in a horde, most of them will be safe.
You guys should probably run along with the horde.
Yes.
Well, once you guys basically start at the furthest one and work your way. Mm-hmm. And once there's enough kobolds, they just run in mass. Like lemmings.
Yes. They're not going to... stop for the door. They're just going to go straight through.
Well, once they get up to about here, you guys are towards the back of the horde, but yes, you're with them. They will open said door and just run.
Well, if I see they're going to do that, I'm going to be before them.
That's fine. You go first.
Yes. I will open the door and run.
That's fine. There's a running of the kobolds. As the kobolds run into the Arcadian hills, making a break for freedom. And thus was the great kobold escape.
Do you like that sound? Then check out the Gamers Haven Podcast at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. It's three guys talking about RPGs, board games, and all things game-related. There is also a huge selection of actual play recordings featuring a variety of your favorite gaming systems. Don't worry, you're safe here. You've found a Gamers Haven.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.